apprikini. O apprikini nga ni kembe gani biga. No apprikini na malandu nga ni ve programa do Eagle FM. O ne ne tu o programa Twilight. O ne ke programa nga ni Twilight. Hainu ne tuku popife. Na ne tuku popife nga ni ongulanga ni onena. Ano ama andi kukundu nga ni ama andi kukundi le pomprikini o kudira nga ni membonge. Membonge nga ni do ano do radio Eagle FM moshina ndu pangelo ano edina nga Matias Ngala to ndi nga na pangula nina okukala nga ni ndi kwe trofi nga dala nga na shote shisho Twilight ano kudira nga ni poyo lio toi vyo shishi nga no amano taidenge ae kumdwa weto minikwa ano kaje nga na pato li hange pona nga ni wako tuweli milina kwa nifuwa ya holoka pa wili otoi wamo wili nga ni mwemenji la nga ni tawe tanga ni elo li dendongewa ano tawe mba tanga ni indongewa kuja nga ni kene da ya holoka no kutuwa nga ni kene da ya holoka hei ono umono nga ni kucha apa mba ufukala wafudapo toduru nga ni kutala kuchopenyo po toduru kufikama owe ukale nga ni wako ufapo shashemo hidowini adike ngelewa ndeshi didirika ngenge mato toka pulanga ni konja konja durangane dimwedinya durangane dimwedinya wange na waja mumbae wotawe ya moshila ndupangiro hawa kukunga ni ilunga fimboli nyokunano ramateksa teikutu teifaya fimbolo ta ota akutu wota atulamo ano akala nisha shuwewete kutu anu akala kewe liko mvero kota akungu ilonga keshe fimbo if you don't want a job no go home go if you no want job home go brother at the gate ati kuchangengu no wini alilongo teke kumbo kuwa kuwa mvero kuna kwenye waha puwa alilonga ano kwenye ane pono vako tuamu eshishi wengane pune yangano lola Malaysia lalio potali onji kutupo porama teksa hapo ya no nefimbolo ukwa wengane pune wanu wa mweno kui takutuwa kucho wengane hape wene mafele ili atano ukuchanipa mweno tukucho hawanyo kuma mitanditu kui hapo pune yande asike wa mwavo ukwa wengane okonja ngene alongo ni mora mateksa ndo wawete kuchi maduwa fisho na ngene wani ngene nga ha okune waha kukala alongi ilonga ilivali hadi ni mora mateksa shuwa jimbuka otaka konga ilonga ngane kembi nga kunya kune indasiri ya otuwa ngene waja mora mateksa otavenda alike madi taka konga ilonga imwe ndi kulombo ya kuchimu hidomini ya di kengelewa ongene ufikota alongo mwana mateksa no kukala wajamu ngenu waka kofepo o hawe ndike madivyo kuprosperita waka kongironga fukulimuwa mafiku manga tawende ama jatawende kembolia wako fasho manga tawende wako fasho kulombo kuchie mufito dike ngelele mufito dike ngelele chate kulombo kucho odea kucho otoshingi odei kosho odea ashike ngao odea ngao filu ngao toko feke na ndukuto shingi ya so we have a lot of listeners this morning who are you know having different responsibilities maybe truck drivers they are you know on the road driving freight from one area to another and you know sometimes it will be good if you just decide to rest and then continue your journey after resting but you have to be cautious you still have to be cautious because there are some areas where you can't stop you still have to be cautious where to stop and probably you can also be two of you while you are sleeping, the other one is watching. While the other one is watching, another one sleep, so that you don't lose your load. I know, shuninga, prikini kucha, Otashi kala ne shuwa, pamwe tanduru kanga ne muri wawali, shingo ako fapo ye mwita tale, ye tapendu ka ye, ye nko tatale wali nima, chasi, pina ngane wano wako, kawa kapu ngane. Opuna pene le jimu apa nwe shishiko chwa apa fikama, apa fikama, apa fikama wa shingi wa maloli, Nongeno haka na ngani pende nopo topo vanu wa munangela nari. Ongeno tanga ndruu karamu akotoka. Tanga ndruu karamu akotoka po mwa afika me pende le donumba. Pende le donumba gani. Kasi ngani po kazi bibjo hopu na ngani wakani le kamota kuchua asa ngani wakufika mapo. Ano haka na ngani weko telela nari. Noku yangani ngenge nukuli wa mwona ndi oshikoto shoyo shinangano faila. Ae ulimuju. Maholi tawa kwa mwende ino na fila ito wange ya tetwa ano tukale ni ane tuwa koto kilo shima shiri nga ha ya tukale ni ane tuwa koto kila shima shiri nga ha omplikini ya Shotashi ni ngo? Ano... Yeah, so you know, you still have to be conscious where to stop and rest because there are some areas we understand which are not really safe when it comes to burglaries, when it comes to theft, there are areas, some spots, like we are told about a certain area at somewhere at Karibib where it is not safe to park and rest. Perhaps you can park when there is two of you who can watch each one's back. Pamutandurungane kukala muli awali nyeta muli kwa ferengani. Wame konjo kumini nenge. Ano, umplikini, nena tuka ya mungani, tunangano shinyanga dala, nena mifukuro nina, tashipo pikucha, pena ngane wanua hapu, ilo nandichingaha, kucha, tuna ni umupsa kaja hapu, taholo kangani mehombo, kuna nafana wanu tana nafana ngani miombo kawe no okutuwa kumwe ndo okutuwa kumwoku kweti fangani kongalo ike kuilo ike kulombu la paife tunangani ongalo wanu ngani tate hombo ano ndi isi tate hombo yosi ngani kucha wanu wawali wawali wanga kuhuju ndi taba kalawanyengo kukandula po ya ndele ane umplikini ya kulombwela kucho mwurashike obano awatanyo kukandula pujo eishi kulombwela lela ndena watoka kalangani wamo no mito yoko kalawa yamo ya so this morning I'm going to discuss with you we are going to discuss together the issue of you know divorce which is happening in marriages and nowadays you know there are people who are divorcing and the reason why they are divorcing at a very alarming rate is because there are problems which are happening and those problems are happening because these people failed to resolve a certain problem which they had and they don't know how to solve the problem and this is why they opted just to divorce. Now, we are going to discuss together why is it that those people have a problem, okay? We are going to discuss together why do they have a problem, why do they have that problem? First of all, what is the cause of that problem? Why is that problem there? Why is that problem still there? And also we are going to discuss why are those people not finding it difficult? Why are they finding it difficult to identify that problem? Okay? So I will see you on the other side of this.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Lipura nengelo wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuwala. Konongeshe faa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange kashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumbelewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. Uh-huh. And I will not hesitate.
Yeah, no, now to pick it in. Oh, unbreaking. Oh, Shiva, Ongalo, ye copy. Kuchane, a copy ruin. Kuchane, a copy golden alavenua, Nando Kofikora number. A papa. Kuchane, Ovana wa Hawaii kukongo, kumu ukongo. Ono hai kukongo. Nde, te ase koshu fitu kuchi. Nde koshu fitu kuchoko. Okwa ala kweke nande, onpe. Nde, onto ohe kule kani. Nando mumbele wae, nande okutai druge na pokandu daka munya na nande molo jae munya, okandu dako, omu waturo mitodo jina munya yoloka, ya kukutikwa ni, mitodo da kukutikwa ni edo taji, tadi turo na nana pone wengo imwe, wamu ino wanuni he, tawaka tala. Sasifumbolimwe kuhilongo kone itenepa mwenande kakuna o inamwenyo nga sengoshi kakune holongo kakune fino ungini wano haimoni wotaka futani asike ye paife nga ha ontoweshi ulipo wale kwa onga ekopi omprikini nomo mfitu moyuhwa omunayo Oshi masho oto choshi ange yona tango ko inamwenyo. Oto hange o inamwenyo. Sinamwenyo ta hidruku ya kukongo. Shika handinge ano. Mala eshishi lipuna shifisho njala. Oto hange sha dipashi kwa. Nde itashi lyombele laka. O shiriko po tashi danoka. Ya. Yeah. Ano. Ongalonde kulombwela. Unalanda jano kutumbula. kapuni yoroko pokati ngalo yo no no shilongo shavene kopilunyu ile no no spana yofkola yavene kopilunyu ile yavene kopi e kopinando mosnyanga dala sho tournament ayo numba ile nando club yo yetangana ndo kulilo kemadi ile nando ntondoki avene kopi kapene yoroko omunasi kaitinga omunasi kucha ngenge oshilongo shavena ekopinando lunyuni ilo spana etanga yavena ekopilo numba motonamenda numba kuyako olaka kufolo ombinga oyaka kufumbinga motonamenda numba ndeta yivena kwekopi ekopilo lwesha alidiwa naloko potete obano hakalango tachapula no ngashi nano hango hango yishuku chashia tongwa nganya Uvano adikona na ta chapola wili ta chapola wota tumengo beda woba hafane wota anu wota ali no kujapo ofiro osho na unu ya hombola ilu ahombola kuwete kucho osho oshawana shapka nga ofiro osho akwa fika amono ntumba wai kakele ni mbolo pina osina kuwanifuwa shakula oku japo puna uponipe no sina kuwanifuwa shakula shashifukuli mwe ono ee kentishe tatini kekopse opo ndo filu nondi ndi okone peifo kone ilike kopse oko peifo ve neiche pamo ulimo fikola ya numba otoka mwenane kucha peifo nga punane fudo lilipondishi fikolo dapata ongene kapuna leo ufimboro taimo mwembele wa mwaka kombemo ongene na asitamu kaluka otamu hange muna mti mwembele wa mwaka otoka mwana ntabia takombo mwembele wa mwaka takombo mwembele wa mahalo mako pso ili omoka puno ntaipo penyapunu mako pinde mnando nukala pingonde tapushula konte iliko oteko onjo otomo nike elongela iliko omo okujangwe dula ne dula onji mwako pso ya jeko mti Oteko na pungwe iliopu ya pungwe ngwa hii ya pungwe ele kwa ngwe ya pushulwa ngwa nandoka shona. Omuike iliomu kapu na uha jipka hali na noma kopse uwa tingi no. Eke uilike ngwa kuja atawe nine kopse hili na atuwe na hili. Na atuwe ngeke atenike ropo. Ofiru ngao. Peife ni emu. Esho toshi hile kene kucha nowa hapu. Osho ni haveli umbatele ohombo ngao mungaluli ngao. Ewe tike kuchaa oshawana nga ofiru amanda umbola titenge no munulo ndi mboli mo umbo mo kwa mbwa ne kukalamo ahafa paifo ne oto otoli pula ne kuchaa ehafolo otali dine pe ehafolo otali leta ne lo vene kuja kuriri lolu ye nge no munga na mwenye unu ile ehafolo otali dipe So, I will talk to you now about a trophy. And I will give you several examples at once for you to understand, you know, because even in nature, there are some forms of trophies, you know, like, very long time ago, certain people will go to the war. And when they go to the war, their aim is to capture the king. You know, is to capture the king. Why the king? It's because the king is the one in command. Is the one in command. You are going to see it. Even recently, there's a story of a leader of a country who was captured. You know, he was captured. Why? Captured. Why? Because he is the chief in command. He's the one commanding. If there is no chief in command, there won't be anybody else to command the army. You see? Ano, otoshi mono nande edura donale, ova no ta shongele, oshi wana shimo, ta hiduruku shongela si kwa oita. Nde shisha shongela si kwa oita, ela lakana lavo, okumona kuchewa kwata kuhamba. Wambo yovahala kukwatako, talala kanino kukwatako hamba. Ano, mwulashike talala kanino kukwatako hamba. Oshashi kucha, ohamba, oyote komando matanga. no ningo wekwa ta kuhamba kapenali uta komando matanga ngino ninawe shewe nyono karaba idewa saduka pilota karaba viha naiki ya anuhamba ipife ye oyakale lako ontwe ontwe tanga alole ameno e ontwe amyo no no tomo nene kuchikando pik ikando imwe shawa kwa ta kuhamba wani ngishike wate te kompi otaventi pata te ta kompi donto ta winavu umawashike onto wong akale lapo e kopi o trofi e trofi wete go osone wanu akala hani nga you will see that in the past if they happen to capture a king they will kill the king and then later on they will cut off the head and go with the head. Why do they have to go with the head? It's because they want to keep the head as a trophy. As a trophy. Pamwe, pamwe amuka lege tu akutikucha, eko piru nyoni, ndi akutikucha, ya japeni. Eko piru nyoni. Trophy, e trophy. Mutu ngengo olitalena wa, olinango na tango shirimbo, shafonpi. Oponesha japo. So perhaps you are somebody you used to hear a floating trophy or a World Cup, you know. If you look this symbol, it look sometimes exactly like a head. That is where it came from. That, you know, they will capture the head and they will keep the head. They will kill the person, they will cut off the head, and then they will keep the head as a trophy. What do you want? And only, so, now, this is how people behave in marriages. That they will get married, and then they will start treating each other in this way. They will start treating the other one. They will start treating their marriage exactly like a trophy. To say that, you know, what else do I need to do if I'm married already? Those things are for single people. You know, those things like going to eat out, you know, creating that environment, you know, for a person to speak out is for single people. But the person doesn't understand that there are things he or she need to do in order to ignite the fire in this marriage, for the fire to keep burning. Okay? For the fire to keep burning. Because if this fire dies out, then it will, the marriage will reach a moment we will call that it's on autopilot. It's that plane which is flying on autopilot. And you remember what can happen. And it can happen so quick that the pilot won't have time to react before the damage will be done, before it is too late. Okay, nandikulumbwe nenga akucha, ha? O, ngenge ono kwa dopa. Ngenge o kwa dopa. Oku kala aninga. Asho yeno kukala aninga. Ngenge kwa dopo kukala ninga, shwe eno kukala ninga, otaka hanga efi mbolo, takutiwa kucha okuli ko autopilot. Ushi kucha, ono haduru kukala tatuki fodila, nde ta deregele moshi masha kutuwa autopilot. O, esha deregele moshi masha kutuwa autopilot, ha? However, it took you for delay. Taifenga otoha le kucho pene shinali molo talituki for dilayo. Ndi ngengo paka ane pene puko po. Ndi tapuholo kupsaka di. Onshingi dilayo. Itakadulo kurieta. Upkapu kulule pukolo. Oteko? Odashi duri kapa tekeshi mwanamo?
When you leave school this year,
you will be part of
the biggest generation
of school leavers
ever in Namibia.
So, what are you going to do?
What legacy are you going to create?
What difference will you be part of?
Open your mind.
Open your mind to greatness. Open your mind to the best version of you.
Open your mind at UNAM. UNAM, your university in Namibia, because the U in UNAM is you.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Wapungwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshuana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali. Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu matatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give...
Anumpurkini, shonenga ukucha. Ngengo amu nonde jiro iliko autopilota, di tukako autopilota. Ndi itapukalapune pukopo, onshingi jira itakamona omito, yo ukalapu kule pukolo. Ongeni, otashi duliko ukeli hange, ojira itayumo mumbada. Ya, ojira yunga itayumo mumbada ni, watu shieleke ni, no mbrei, onu, ihanga, ndele, taikakala eshikufa ko onga ekopi. Ya, umuasike ni, nendifatule ne munkalo oveto durukushu dako. Ohandi popikucha, opena oinimaiha onu apumbwa kuninga mohombomu, opo akaleke ondilo ukale watema. Ombo hii apungwa ikali nondilo atema. Nongenge ono kwa kalika tulapiku nipo ndilo apa. Ondilo tau jimi. Esho tashi tinge ipi. Esho tashi tikucha. Oshikucha suwa ombolo nu. Pali nana uishi nawa. Nona ndie kwa ingo punito kuruwa ya ime. Upunangane ongalo. Imengane yu kwa liushi ipo, unangane ukambinga kamweka shono iko kapambuka, kamweka shono ike, aka kwa liushi ipo, moro matomeno ayoloka. Moro matomeno akucha, eshi kwa like shomu haji kumbulavo. Unyo haji kumbulavo, ovo haji kumbuleni. Hamu shake niko mafimbu hamwe, utashidulika pena umwe, ilo ya mwishe, kakwa liyamu ulikomikalo deni adishe deli huapu. Shashishimwe, oto ningingo, uhalangona viku kanuno ntumba wekana. Oto ningine, holi umbatane momikalo jimwe, jie fidoe, wedi borrowing ango, unango kuwedi borrowing. Tashidulika ngoho ya kumbo, lomati, tontelekele. Ndene kumbo le nine kunyaku kuwedi, kuhole kuteleka. Ngenge kwa tiwa kucho vito telekeni na apu kalapenu ita. Ukuli ohala, ndo kutelekini ohala. Mala ujikunya, tuwe utelekelo matiko fletai. Oshikosho, okuini ngifa, otuli kukwa chawe shiwe. Ile, Olandere ni inando kadonaka kese fiku olanja. Omeno kulitopula. Neno wala kulia shikano baby. Oteko? Ashike, memoe nye wadara mulandile o shikulia sho kulia po lanja. Nye wadara ulushi ningi. So ya kuzo toliku kwa cha ume, ndeka ushiwe, unango kuboro ngeki. Kasi mtu wala unango nunumba wala kujifana. Utomwe heke ngo. Ya, ungeni ne, onu yadu neku kwa takucha, mani mandili mekeliwa mani. Eshi nasivuwa siku cha, ovu nipo ikapa tuini ngifa. Oduru ngo kujakunya, toyuko siku tuyonu. Ndembolove shulipo kushini, kuoleno kukosha, kuole kukangula shulipo, kuole kukangula kumbo ino kinyo kangula kwe. Yena hui, I hadina hapa itakapula ngeno kuvamvule ni kucha, tewapula ngumu nkaro mwa kucha, Rauna akangula. Onini, Rauna, onini oshikanda, oshikanda ushakunino onini Rauna atereka mbureni. Ai, ukwete konu waino mikalo jiwa, mbolo ndirime keliwa, waikala itelekelo. Ya, ashike mbolo shisheke kucha, onu apoto ulikeke okambinga kamwe, uka pambweki. Otego? Ya, onini ne, eshi na haya mohombo ni munya, onu emuikirila, eshi ngota kala kulia tati hawe kustiku kutelekawe mweni, kune nyala anove. Eshi ngota kacha kanguli kutu yango ove kushiku kangula. Kuni inyala doye mwene ano kushiku kangula. Eshi kwa liuli ove uko kwa ya kanguli wakuli. Oteko? Ame nuhu ngewe kukangula ameshi ndilipo. Ano, nu ipopsa yon nu ya nunduruka. Shasho nupefe mwikililane. Ashivane no isho ya ye. Ume apukwa ye ni ene ya hamu. Nune ishe ya pope pi. Pefe no kupopsa kwa ya kwa lunduruka. Oteko? Ya. Nongenge neta shia po ukalata akandura po mujue shita aholoka, mujue shita aholoka. Onu no kunyamu kula ngenu wa kalontumba wa kandure po upsa kadiva popse. Onu. Otanya mkule genga shia ye ahala. Po nilene yoku mwona kucha. Oh, ae. Ondine puko. E puko langolo. Ae mende shini ngawani. Otae tapkalyo ini maimwe, ya ningilwe kwa u, nale nale. Otego, ponye, itingwetu, umunashi kwa filoshi maasha hapa. Ponye leo kucha, ayo mbili wani, oshi, eshinda filoshi maasha hapa. Ponye leo kupopteka oshi maasha, shepukaiki. Yotati, aye, ama ukovende shimona, shashi, umweduwa jagona upo oshi fila hapa. Amu njie po ashishi alapu. Otego. Munga lo lingao itamu ya peka ndole po lu juu. Nu juu uto kala ukutala au. Uwe kutale kwa meshu lingao adaka momesha. Toku popse kena yu kucha kandule ngepo. Ndehano munga lo. Shala ne kucho. Shala kucha ngepi. Shala kucha. Wabumbu kalo mwikupipiki. Ndeto tambulako. Tokala hoduru utambula kwe pukoli ninga. Ndeto lipukulula. Poshi kambeko. Ini ifashi nangale. Ano omurashi keitilenga. Omurashi. O. Onu ye mweneshe lipo. Onu kwa shitirue nuna. Ndengengu alane omboe. Ikaleta hiko mesho. Munu mbili, mwishi kukwa ndila po muju, unu kudurama ngalo yunmayo. Ndeti durama, ndeti kupula shikwi. Ilo pa mwufenande lambo. E, mitango nando milongo mbali kuya medu. Ndeto tulamu unmao. Ndeto fufileko. Ovi mweni. So, now, let us get practical for you to understand what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that when people get married, even though there is a small fraction of knowledge you know about that person, You don't know that person fully. Because the moment you were in a relationship, everybody was coming from their home. You just visit each other for a few moments. Maybe it's a lady who will come to the room of the guy, wash clothes, cook for him, and later on go home. So, and probably the fact that she's doing laundry for the guy, she's just pretending. She's pretending because even at home she don't like to do the laundry. She don't like. Probably it's one of those ladies who will find, the clothes of the mother in the washing machine. And she will remove the clothes of the mother and she will do her own laundry. But it's the mother who pay electricity. It's the mother who pay for water. Pamwe, kadona o nunya o hahange o ikutia meme wa ili mishina loku kosha. Ndete hape shina loku kosha, lafika mape shina loku kosha. Ndete akufa mwe kutia meme wa ili. Nde tatami ke tatu la mwiku tu ya emeshi na mwende takoshiku tu ya ende tekile kako nleko. Nde ya mimi wati fiepe. Ine inkosho. Maro kuyanga ni emeshi na. Iyanga emeshi na loku kosha. Asike mimi wayo ya yafuto lusheno. Ya yafuto mewao talongifu. Oteko? So maybe it's one of those ladies. Maalotai kondudayo matu kui, ditakako shikutu. Pefimbole, veli meko atafanolo pa ihole. You see? So you can see in this story that this lady is not honest. And you have to agree with me that nobody can pretend forever. People will always get tired of pretending. People will always get tired of showing a different color. Ano, otoka takumwename, ngengo ndekulombo ekucha, kapeno nutadrukui ningifa fio fio. Opene fimbo, onu takaloloka, kukalato ulikoluwa lalole shila yoro. Ndeteko ulikani, ongalo ya yeo shiri. Eshi netekeshu ulika, otashifeko bumatopu. The moment they are going to show that true color, it will be like a very loud explosive. And then that explosive means a person will start saying things they were not even supposed to say. You know, there are words which are like a sword. Words which are like a sword. I'm telling you. Paife, eshi ningao taka for bumea topandi popine kucha ha. Otaka omonkalo nonkalo unyata popye inima inapungwa kwali kukale ipopsa oushishi ngompulikini kuchopuno ichaimwe idule popo onga nkonda oichaimwe popo wakovano ndo idule popo onga nkonda otego Oichangeno, those words which start like, I'm not the one who, tikila kweke tembuloko. You know, finish that sentence. I'm not the one who, continue that sentence. Conclude it. For you to understand that there are some words which are like explosives. What go? Tikila koke tumbula longeno. Onu ta pote kucha. Ami haminda. Tikila ko. What go? Opo umone kucha. Opena oichaime. Ya feboma. Wote dulaimwe koshi koni mangweshe dulamanguluka okwalipeno kambangane yalipo angwe nape okukambawa kwaita ngane yalipo akwaita South Africa aliopo nde okwaita South Africa eshiva jamo kambamo wafia bate amwe boma oteko edulamanguluka anu tashina ko South Africa nde mokambo wafia bate amwe boma pero koshine kucha wafia bate amwe boma munashike Utego ito ya hula ndano ashiwa jamu afia tera mu ibom Ute ano ukwene peno shikando shimwene wakwaita betangale ya meno vea ne kutelula mu ibomado o ibomadi ane anu te ditelula vo vota dimu talombo la kwashwa na kuche neko ibomadi tame kutopa okujapo vilinga Utego, mwa shikucha, ano washiva, kucha ebo madodi ne taimandishi, e taimini mangani ya itameke teivalula, uwe shikucha kutameka povilyei, uponeka itameke taditopani. Ya, ungini mpulikini, efi mbolime, no wano, meho mbodavo, wahatame, hakalava, vio ete kucha, vuka konga loe linga ho. Eswete ke eswete ndoku mone kucha ta mbela ungandangala yange ndadana mupta kajomo oyeri pipo nana epuko lizipo mapuko lizipinda ningana na mupta kajolinga ai kene kuzumuyele ponga topo ye ukala dila dilanga kese vimbo kwete ke kucha nkwawe ke nepuko nkwawe ke ishi nkwawe ke achonumba nkwawe ke achonumba Opinango fikulimwe onu ewile ngopo conclusion na hende tapukucha. Heno aminda ninge puku hapanga. So, I remember there used to be an army base, a South African army base there at Wangwena. And, when the South African soldiers, when they were leaving, they planted landmines in that base. You know, just imagine, the country is getting independent. The country got independent. The South African soldiers were leaving and they planted landmines in the base. Now, for what? Why did they do that? Why? I don't understand. And the soldiers have to come and, so that those mines can explode. And they have, because the mines have timers, they have to come and inform the people, no, you have to go far, you have to go far because at this hour the mines are going to explode. I remember seeing soldiers telling everybody like that. Andi dimburuka kuita waja kondi tarombo la anuke shomwe uchanua ene pope pia nua ene pope mbomoda dame kutopa. Wote wo? Shaji, ukwari uvanu kuiva hala kutunga po ostasi o polisi. Paive nga asha tupo pinga punu ostasi o polisi nga. Ya, ano So this is how sometimes people are seeing in the marriage that things are not going so well. At this moment, at any given moment, it will start to explode. It will start to explode. I know. Osho nishlinga ono mombo fimbolimwe ono kushuwe tekucha ta inuita ende no. Kesege fimbo, tashi dulika, ongaloe itameke kuku, kukakowi. Anumpulikini? Eshisha pumba, oshima shisha pumba. Okuya ponga tapon mihu pipi, elio mihu pipiki. Ndega dimbuluka mama pukwa ye aninga. Utashitikucha ukwa chaike nana ungulu tila ukwa cha ukula amena toromburu mapukoe ndogo tikongerepo unkalo ukula amena unkalo ukula amena ndahala kuchangipi eshi toromburu mapuko aninga ndove totongo mapuko o yotu aningwa kon samane wailo konkulka dioe utashishiki kucha otoko ngondunge ukala wela amena poneleke kutambulako mapuko inya kuchina aninga shiri ashiku unideko kucha kuna shiwa ninga shawa tambula kupukolo utali kandula pujo watale lapa peife shiripi pwani ishipu kuholo lapo ukuyako mwesho kukala tujivenda ilo ukutambula kupukweli kuchino rininga ndeta miko mwesho mwili nao shiripi po toholo lapo po so you see that people will prefer to defend each other, to defend themselves, when they are being told about the wrongs that they have committed, then they will come up with a way to defend themselves. Then they want to defend themselves. So now, the question is here that, now, do you want to continue defending yourself? Or you prefer to accept your mistake, even though you didn't do anything wrong, knowing that you accepting that mistake, you are going to solve the problem and go on in peace. What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to continue defending yourself, or you are going at least to accept the mistake and go on in peace? Accept your mistake, apologize, and go on in peace. What is better? Because when a person is defending himself or herself, it's like there is somebody who said that if you accept your mistake, you are going to die. Or it's like there's somebody who said that if you accept your mistake, you are a coward. You are a coward. What? Oshafike shilinga kucha. Pafike peno ne apopsangeno tati kucha. No, ngingo kalo otambula kumapuko e. O tofi. Aye, ngingo kalo otambula kumapuko e. Ovevae. Pafike peno ne apopsangao. Marashoni shilinga. Otodule ke kutambula kwe pukolo e, de tambula kwa mesho mwili ke mwombili na ano. Ongeno mpulikini? Opinane, umopsa kajata anyengano kukandula po. Mala, ota anyengane kukandula po yashi, peno unine ala kutambula kwe epuko. Keshi umu kwa leke kutache yegu chayo vwa chonumba. Oveshi watile, ae. Oveshi watile fikulu mnumba nga watile mnumba nezo chongaji. Oteko? Pieta apuka lini maonale toka fali ni maonale kui. Toyo toye tapa ife nga mwona. Mwono pa ife fimbo. Shima ya ningilwe nale toshe tapa ife nga. Ilo peno ngalo ilinga ha. Nekupo shuolero. Kucha. Ovali omboli hawa. Oshima shoshili shaningwa. Kesi nemo na mbi ya ka. Aziko shaningwa. Unkulukaji. Ukwali hangongota. Kutunsa mani. Keoli kutula oi kutume maingi. Nge ya kaka. Ikutuya inge nge ya kaka. Keoli kutula meme ingi. Weteko. Oshaveko si mawasembulu ndisi kuwe. Okay. Yonisa mani kaka ni hatuli kutume maingi osho. Tatuli kutume maingi. Koni mefimbo. Unkul kajita ngongota. Kuchonza manu wakakeki. Wakakeki kutu nini. Shoshu eme nige fimbo alika ikeli ya jiku tu kaka. Come on. Pife. Pife walo nsamana niengali. Walo nsamana niengali. Na niengi piano. Oke, okay. So ndende kulumbu ya penya kucha, tashiduri kapetame kwa penya nsamane. Unkulu kajisi, ufimboli nyavisi mime kwa tafano, lupa iholi, tashiduri kwa nungu kwa liha hea kukosi kutu wawu. Tashiduri kwa liha hea kukosi kutu. Ndeyesi waka ombola, tashiduri kwa nsamane kwa kala tete kwa liha tulikutu mime ingyomu. Ndo, de takamo no kuchonga kadike wale kukosi kutu. Shoshu wete akata miki ya tuliku tumeme ingi. Ndesi ya tuliku tumeme ingi. Eyi ya kaka. Yotangu ngota. Kuchi ya tuli ikute ya kaka meme ingi. Akali itulamo. Wati kuchi ya punini. Otoka ndulapungi tupuzaka julingawa. Shashamunda mwona onu. Kwa liwe nupsaka di mwombo. We nupsaka di mwombo. Nde. Nupsaka di weti kweka mwurashui. Onu. Umweki mwombo. Ile ndiche aveshe. Ai aveshe. Ndiche aveshe. Okwekewe nunwa. Kaponeko nwa ala kutambula kwe pukolae. Shai keshe ya popo kupopo. Choma pukwa nkwao. Vota tanguna. Atawe kita tanguna. Pefe sita tanguna, kapuna leo tapukine nkwao. Kapuna leo tapukine nkwao. Ndepe vingawo yawe alipe pekandule polu uju. Efi kune limu mafiku umu. Ovayan kuna kudala. Unkulukaji. Taploma ele. Shashina kudala unkul kadi, onu eshivike nawa, onu afimana, onledi moshwana. Shonoho, itadunu pakalepena oshima asho kuchokuno monate yohombu. Nuvanuwa hapu, mkwene shivo, mwishu wanashetu paife, ihava kalava tala mku kukukandula pupsa kazi, ohava tetekele ike koshima shikucha, kanawe tutulengifa, tutulengifa, wala kute ombo, tukaletu na, edinalo kututunova mfamilia etu hati ombo, tutulengifa. Mwonga lulinga ho, ono kwa tete kelega ho kulengifa, nde itakandu la popsa kati. Ya, nekulo mwenenga akucham, uva na wawashiva ya konsa maneo hii, ngeno watine wakale wa kongo mwenye. Mwenye kwa tingali, kwa tipuki na hindi lombo le nye muli wawali, o upsa kati weni, nye wawali, o nyeike munoka la mukandu lapo. Pifa mwota mwia kwa menti ngengali. Amina mwendine mwopsa kajange mwombo. Ndameka ndakandulapo. Otanchi mwopsa kajange ande atola kuli. Nye wawali onye munu karama popsa ndeta nkandulapo psa kajo. Oteko. Eshi ngovalo mburanga hovo mati pakarala. Malo shoshindi. Osheke. Tunoka atwa popsa ndeta nkandulapo psa kajo. Otego? Nde shiri shiri, waga kalontumba, nde talundurulano kupopsa pavu. Shashi, luapundisi ovali womboli ngeingo venu psa kazi. Wahata megegete, tamelu ulikominenga, wete nishin, ndulikominenga, nechene pifengon kukadina epifo kulikonmi, kuni kulikonu ukwami. Otego? Kese omotulikeke kumkwao. oyo didilikane ndeto shiva kucha ngenge hatu liko nu ono muke dili nato data ya kusha mbolisha ya kucha upsaka di uhapu ulikuje ulikwame wete unyini upuwa kaleve ya peka ndole polo juu kesho ungo kwa tala kucha ungandangala ilipi adana me te polo upsaka juu. Let me give you, continue to give you examples. I like to give examples. These couples, they were having a marital problem. The problem was in both of them. And because they were failing to solve the problem, they went to the father of the wife. Because he is somebody who is well respected in the country. He is a leader. So nobody can accept that fact that he have a daughter who is divorced. As it is nowadays in some communities, in some families, whenever certain couples are facing a problem, they will just start to say, no, you are bringing shame to the couple. Oshi mojo poka fimbwa ike. Pandole ike fimbolo eshu ushina fimbolo. Fikuwa ikolo eshu ushina pandole ike. Iku ngulo haia. So, if I have to give you an example. If your husband is driving a car and you are the one who bought it, you don't need to go and tell everybody. You see. Ngeno kanda lipu hapa, ngeno kwa ni angebi. If I was not there, what could have he done? Don't be such a person. Because whatever you have there, it was borrowed to you. And it's temporary. You found it here on earth, and you are going to leave it. It was borrowed to you. The air we are breathing in, it was borrowed to us. The sun, everything. The house we live in, it was borrowed. It doesn't belong to us. You will leave it there. You found it here, you will leave it there. Wote, kese shimwe no mepu ya tufu dilemo ne tango. Kese shimo toshi boro ingwe, keno dula ayo, otoshi mege toshi boro ingwa. Oshimo tapu ke fimbu yeli tashikarashi eposho. Ndene, okuja nopo? Kuja nopo nge ipine? Wote, nita delo shimo shina. Shimo shupoka fimbu yeki. What if you mistreat the husband and then you lose income? What do you think will happen? You are mistreating your husband and then you lose income. What will happen? You see? So, now we are going to understand that the foundation of all the areas of our lives is the home. It is in the home where we are nurtured. It's in the home where we are taught behaviors. It's there. Anopulikini? Oshongo ni shilingao? Kucha omeumbu? Omo tuategura? Omonana muna ekangameno la keshe shimu munga la mwenye etu. Ongeno mpulikini, otu apumbu wa kukarapa muna kucha, eumbo, otelita kamisha. Ok? Otu ataka mife umbo shashi, keshe shimu e, osheliko lela konga lome umbo lo numba. Ok? That is what it is. 083-288-401. 083-288-401 is our studio telephone number, and you can come through on that one, so that we can continue with the conversation. No chongo nita sini ngom purikini, nomora tumo studio nora neta tununatu, ombali neta tuliva tatu noni, nonora noimwe, oyongano nomora tumo studio durungane kui dengera, ovukarengane wa kufombinga mwoshi popoa hetuwe nena, ano tashikangane shiwa, tashikangane shiwa nengi wa ya mwome wangajo, she hatu tukile kongwane she nave. Tushinane kukua poka fudepo, se tukaitu aruka koni mangani ya.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge leo wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite okoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o speciala ngetashia kengeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamwiri nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Almost 50 years ago, psychiatrists Richard Ray and Thomas Holmes developed an inventory of the most distressing human experiences that we could have. Number one on the list, death of a spouse. Number two, divorce. Three, marital separation. Now, generally, but not always, for those three to occur, we need what comes in number seven at the list, which is marriage. Fourth on the list is imprisonment in an institution. Now, some say number seven has been counted twice. I don't believe that. When the life stress inventory was built, back then, a long-term relationship pretty much equated to a marriage. Not so now. So for the purposes of this talk, I'm going to be including de facto relationships, common law marriages, and same-sex marriages, or same-sex relationships soon hopefully to become marriages. And I can say from my work with same-sex couples, the principles I'm about to talk about are no different. They're the same across all relationships. So in a modern society, we know that prevention is better than cure. We vaccinate against polio, diphtheria, tetanus, whooping cough, measles. We have awareness campaigns for melanoma, stroke, diabetes, all important campaigns. But none of those conditions come close to affecting 45% of us. 45%, that's our current divorce rate. Why no prevention campaign for divorce? Well, I think it's because our policymakers don't believe that things like attraction and the way relationships are built is changeable or educable. Why? Well, our policymakers currently are Generation X. They're in their 30s to 50s. And when I'm talking to these guys about these issues, I see their eyes glaze over and I can see them thinking, doesn't this crazy psychiatrist get it? You can't control the way in which people attract other people and build relationships. Not so our dear millennials. This is the most information-connected, analytical and sceptical generation, making the most informed decisions of any generation before them. And when I talk to millennials, I get a very different reaction. They actually want to hear about this. They want to know about how do we have relationships that last. So for those of you who want to embrace the post-romantic destiny era with me, let me talk about my three life hacks for preventing divorce. Now, we can intervene to prevent divorce at two points later, once the cracks begin to appear in an established relationship, or earlier, before we commit, before we have children. And that's where I'm going to take us now. So, my first life hack. Millennials spend 7+ hours on their devices a day. It's American data. And some say, probably not unreasonably, this has probably affected their face-to-face relationships. Indeed, and add to that the hookup culture, ergo apps like Tinder, and it's no great surprise that the 20-somethings that I work with will often talk to me about how it is often easier for them to have sex with somebody that they've met than have a meaningful conversation. Now, some say this is a bad thing. I say this is a really good thing. It's a particularly good thing to be having sex outside of the institution of marriage. Now, before you go and get all moral on me, remember that Generation X, in the American Public Report, they found that 91% of women had had premarital sex by the age of 30. 91%. But it's a particularly good thing that these relationships are happening later. See, boomers in the 60s, they were getting married at an average age for women of 20 and 23 for men. 2015 in Australia, that is now 30 for women and 32 for men. That's a good thing because the older you are when you get married, the lower your divorce rate. Why? Why is it helpful to get married later? Three reasons. Firstly, getting married later allows the other two preventers of divorce to come into play. They are tertiary education and a higher income, which tends to go with tertiary education. So these three factors all kind of get mixed up together. Number two, neuroplasticity research tells us that the human brain is still growing until at least the age of 25. So that means how you're thinking and what you're thinking is still changing up until 25. And thirdly, and most importantly to my mind, is personality. Your personality at the age of 20 does not correlate with your personality at the age of 50. But your personality at the age of 30 does correlate with your personality at the age of 50. So when I ask somebody who got married young why they broke up and they say, we grew apart, they're being surprisingly accurate because the 20s is a decade of rapid change and maturation. So the first thing you want to get before you get married is older. Number two, John Gottman, psychologist and relationship researcher, can tell us many factors that correlate with a happy, successful marriage. But the one that I want to talk about is a big one. 81% of marriages implode, self-destruct, if this problem is present. And the second reason why I want to talk about it here is because it's something you can evaluate while you're dating. Gottman found that the relationships that were most stable and happy over the longer term were relationships in which the couple shared power. They were influenceable. Big decisions like buying a house, overseas trip, buying a car, having children. But when Gottman drilled down on this data, what he found was that women were generally pretty influenceable. Guess where the problem lay? Yeah, there's only two options here, isn't there? Yeah, we men were to blame. The other thing that Gottman found is that men who are influenceable also tended to be, quote, outstanding fathers, unquote. So women, how influenceable is your man? Men, you're with her because you respect her. Make sure that respect plays out in the decision-making process. Number three. I'm often intrigued by why couples come in to see me after they've been married for 30 or 40 years. This is a time when they're approaching the infirmities and illness of old age. It's a time when they're particularly focused on caring for each other. They'll forgive things that have bugged them for years. They'll forgive old betrayals, even infidelities, because they're focused on caring for each other. So what pulls them apart? The best word I have for this is reliability, or the lack thereof. Does your partner have your back? It takes two forms. Firstly, can you rely on your partner to do what they say they're going to do? Do they follow through? Secondly, if, for example, you're out and you're being verbally attacked by somebody, or you're suffering from a really disabling illness, does your partner step up and do what needs to be done to leave you feeling cared for and protected? And here's the rub. If you're facing old age and your partner isn't doing that for you, in fact, you're having to do that for them, then in an already fragile relationship, it can look a bit like you might be better off out of it rather than in it. So, is your partner there for you when it really matters? Not all the time, 80% of the time, but particularly if it's important to you. On your side, think carefully before you commit to do something for your partner. It is much better to commit to as much as you can follow through than to commit to more sound good in the moment and then let them down. And if it's really important to your partner and you commit to it, make sure you move hell and high water to follow through. Now, these are things that I'm saying you can look for. Don't worry, these are also things that can be built in existing relationships. I believe that the most important decision that you can make is who you choose as a life partner. Who you choose as the other parent of your children. And of course, romance has to be there. Romance is a grand and beautiful and quirky thing. But we need to add to a romantic, loving heart an informed, thoughtful mind as we make the most important decision of our life. Thank you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression.
Have you ever stopped to think, why is it that only very few people have an amazing relationship? Did they just get lucky? Are they the chosen ones, perhaps? I think seriously, most of us would agree, wouldn't we, that great relationships take work. The problem is, more often than not, we have no idea what to work on. Well, over the last 20 plus years now, working with countless couples, we've observed that all successful relationships, every one of them, exhibit four simple yet fundamental habits which we want to share with you over the next 15 minutes or so. The great news is that these are habits that we can all learn and develop. And when we do, we significantly increase our chances of having one of those amazing relationships. If we don't, chances are you probably never will. Every failing relationship we've ever seen has lacked one or more of these habits. As we were reminded just recently over Sunday lunch.
And what a Sunday lunch that was. We invited, well, we met this couple socially, connected well with them because we shared similar city backgrounds. Let's call them Rachel and Steve. So we invited them to have lunch with us to discuss the business that Steve wanted to launch. But as we ate and chatted, we started sensing that Rachel wasn't happy at all. So I leaned across and I said, Rachel, what do you think about this business idea? And her response said it all. I know nothing about this, and he never discusses anything with me. So John and I just exchanged quick glances to say, this is serious, but we're going there. And then suddenly, the thin wallpaper covering the cracks just started to peel off. And out tumbled the frustration and the disappointment and the anger and the fact that Steve was working away from home more and more. And when he did come home on the weekends, he would sleep downstairs in the living room sofa. And then Steve dropped the bomb. You know that if it wasn't for those two boys, I'd have left you a long time ago. Now, we do spicy food, but but that was a bit more spice than we were planning for Sunday lunch.
Precisely. Now, we'll come back to Rachel and Steve's story, but I guess you already know their story is by no means unique. Let me share some stats with you. With divorce rates around 40% in much of the developed world and cohabiting couples breaking up at much higher rates of 60 to 70%, the stats tell us that around half, 50%, of all long-term couples simply not going the distance. Now, what that tells us, and don't look around now, but either you or the person sitting right next to you is a Rachel or a Steve. It is. That's the reality.
And the mental health.
Now, this emotional trauma is also spilling over and impacting our mental health. In their 2016 report, the Mental Health Foundation issued the stark warning that the absence of quality relationships is, get this, it's killing us faster than obesity and lack of exercise. And all of this is having an impact on the next generation as well. Research out of the Marriage Foundation has shown that the single biggest predictor of teenage mental health is, guess what? Family breakdown. Their research goes on to show that where couples separate, the children are 10 to 15% more likely to have mental health problems than where the couple stays together. These are big numbers. Now, all of this goes to explain why the epicenter of mental health today is currently in our 16 to 24-year-olds. That's where it is. And of course, none of this is without cost. Family breakdown in the UK is costing us, UK taxpayers, a whopping £51 billion a year. It's a huge number. It's almost half what it costs to run the entire National Health Service. Relationship breakdown is a huge, huge problem.
It is. And to solve a problem of this scale, borrowing a phrase from medical science, what we need are better fences at the top of the cliffs rather than just more ambulances at the bottom. And in relationship land, these four habits are strong fences. You see, all relationships go over a similar set of hurdles triggered by life events. It could be setting up house together or having that first baby or in a work context, being promoted to positions that involve or demand more time away from home. And so these hurdles show up as unmet expectations, poor conflict resolution styles, trust and respect issues, and poor communication. Outside of abusive relationships, success comes from being equipped to get over these hurdles smoothly, because stumbling at hurdle after hurdle just leads to frustration. And when people feel frustrated and stuck with nowhere way forward, they end up going their separate ways. Our experience over the last 20 years confirms that mastering these four habits gets you over the hurdle. It's not about being perfect. We're not perfect. But it is about being intentional in developing the habits. Shall we share the habits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. So the first of the habits then, be curious, not critical, helps you get over the hurdle of frustration that comes from unmet expectations. And we learned this one ourselves the hard way. Our story goes all the way back to 30 years ago when we first met at business school, when Andrea came to the UK to get her master's and ended up getting her mister as well. And don't let the current hairstyle fool you. That was me back then. Anyway, a few years on, we set up in business together, and it took us all of about 3 months before the wheel started to come off. Because very quickly we realized that our different work styles were grating against each other. Now, and because now we had all our eggs in one basket, the financial pressure was just huge on us. So everything became a problem, even simple things. Now, for some couples, it's the toilet seat, up or down. For us, the single biggest predictor was the state of our desks. One was very organized, yeah, and one was more like organized chaos, shall we say. And the challenge, the problems would happen, the arguments, when we had to swap desks to use the single desktop computer that we had. This is 25 years ago. But now, because we're together 24/7, the problems would follow us home. So many a night was spent in tension, you know, hugging the edge of the mattress rather than each other. So forget about any physical action. We weren't even touching toes back then. You talk about wallpaper over the cracks. Now, it was Einstein who said, you cannot solve a problem with the same level of thinking that got you there. So in desperation, we looked around, we said, how can we change these mindsets that we have? And we came across a material that helped us understand that actually, our biggest source of frustration was really just our strengths, just unrecognized, unappreciated, and out of balance. So habit number one, be curious, not critical, is all about investing the time to understand how we're wired differently so that we can learn to play to our strengths rather than waste time and energy criticizing differences.
So given these differences, habit number two, be careful, not crushing, helps us get over the hurdle of poor conflict resolution styles. Our natural fight or flight responses are very me-centered. It's about looking after me and my interests rather than being us-centered. So we need to literally reprogram these automatic responses by developing the skills and habits that allow us to turn up better to conflict situations, to take care of each other through the process, to work towards genuine resolutions, no matter how angry we might be with each other. One of the disciplines that we developed was to set ground rules, which are boundaries that would control our behavior in conflict situations so that we didn't keep falling at this hurdle over and over again. For example, we agreed we would never hit each other, we would never walk out the house in anger, and we would never threaten divorce just to be spiteful. Let's face it, we're going to disappoint and frustrate each other from time to time. Anybody who says they never argue either lack passion or they are lying through their teeth. But habit two, be careful, not crushing, helps us learn how to work together, argue well, treat each other with care, and come out stronger together.
For sure. And habit number three, ask, don't assume, helps you get over the hurdle of frustration that comes from mistrust and disrespect that can creep into relationships. So back to Rachel and Steve. It turns out their single biggest challenge was different perceptions of respect in their relationship. Although they came from the same cultural background, Steve had grown up with a very traditional mindset. And his expectation was that his wife would be like his mom and do for him like mom did for dad. In fact, more than that, he expected that Rachel would become best friends with his mom and learn how to be his ideal wife that way. Rachel, on the other hand, she's thinking, on what planet? Because in her mind, they were never going to have a relationship that looked anything remotely like Steve's mom and dad's. Now, recognizing that they needed additional information to reframe the challenges in their minds, we shared with them some material around mutual respect and how to agree roles and responsibilities in the different seasons of life. And we were blown away when, literally before the week was out, Steve sent me a text to say, you know, thank you so much. This has really helped us unblock some challenges and have our real proper conversation in years. So habit number three really is about getting good at having those courageous conversations that see us asking and discussing rather than assuming and stereotyping.
And that leads us neatly onto habit number four, connect before you correct, which is about learning how to communicate real value and appreciation and holding back on our insatiable need to give constructive feedback. When you live and work with somebody day in, day out, it is so easy to take them for granted and just to be constantly on their back. But as the saying goes, people go where they feel welcomed, but stay where they feel valued. So we need to be deliberate about finding meaningful, specific ways that build warmth in the relationship. And that can sometimes be simply breaking the routine. For us, we've been known to disappear in the middle of the working day to go to the movies after a period of intense workshop delivery. And 25 years on, we still take date night seriously to keep the fun and the anticipation and the intimacy in the relationship. Otherwise, we risk losing the magic and just become functional around the grind of work and talking about children and cooking and laundry. And we signed up for more than that. So habit number four, connect before you correct. Oh, no, let's be real before I say that. If we get really good at connecting in our routine conversations, guaranteed you'll be connecting in the bedroom as well. So, habit number four, connect before you correct, is about being deliberate about shifting that balance to connecting before we correct each other. Now listen, we're not sharing these habits just as nice to have. These four habits can literally save lives. Let me share with you how Rachel and Steve's story almost ended. We met up with them 2 weeks later for a coffee. And from their body language, we could tell they were in a much better place. They were holding hands. They were laughing. Things were good. But as they opened up and shared about the experience, we were rocked when Rachel, in describing her emotional lows, just paused and said, you know, I found myself thinking that if Steve did go ahead with the divorce, I'd just write him a letter, tell him to look after the boys, and walk in front of a bus. But for a chance conversation with us and a bit of information, tragedy could have struck our friends right under our noses. And so reality hit really hard that day. Relationship breakdown can literally kill us. We're happy to report that Rachel and Steve continue to do well. But we ask ourselves the question, how many Rachels are we missing? And with this growing concern over mental health and well-being, why is relationship equipping still left to chance?
Exactly. We all invest in the things that we value. Our education, our homes, our pensions even. So what in the world is stopping us from investing in our relationships? What would the world look like if everyone was practicing these habits of being more curious than critical, more careful than crushing, of asking rather than assuming, and of connecting more than we correct? Here's the thing. When we all start developing and practicing these habits, not only do we significantly increase the chances of our relationships surviving, but now we begin to thrive as individuals, as families, as companies, as nations. And if we can each just take responsibility for developing these habits in our own relationships together, maybe, just maybe, we leave the world a better place for the generations to come.
Thank you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM in any of its staff. Eva tere urikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoili nawa ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva tere urikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile.
Hello, prikinyo sango ni tashende nga ho ano kwe ngane tuwa prikina ngane kwe tuwa po ngane yiri wali tai pege kumwena ashinyanda po tapeta meko ano shoni nga ukucha tuwa po po ngane noma ere nga tungane diri ni tungane unuwa pumbwa kukala wa ninga ningo hala ngane mpata fanolo ano likale ri no po ngane kutuwa no tamike kwenye wa jila jila kucha shima shisha nisho numba shisha ningwa omolo numba neno ngadi toka langane tote wapula to kutu mwana shiko numba chandete iti omolo shiko ngadi ya chandete iti ota shikala shino shirongo ukala wapula tete manga shakita hidurika ashu mingi wano uchike kuchosho shiri nga ho uchike shiri usho shiri iki eke ni itatiro numba ni itatiro osho shiri yoko shini ngeke shiri ya toka la tete upula pungane ukala umunu yelele ano munga lulinga ho otashi durika ngane ukale wakandura puju ngane kwa li uno kukala wa ano we tangane uju wa numba ano umpulikinyo otashi hindi ngao muprograma etu shungane otashi hindi ngao umpulikinyo muprograma etu ano na watu dungane kutukala wa dingira mu studio watu dungane kukala wa dingira mu studio wano hapu mafi kwa wate helangane mupta kati ano pangala fano wano hapu wate helangane mupta kati pangala fano mupta kati hapu heli mwishuwa na shetuni na oku odili lo ya o ngala fano mbola teka uka na wako tu mwishu popuwa shawo si mwishu didirika kucha nini o vanu ha pwesu ete vihe nombili o mwa singane kucha o isha jiri la penyansi wa kulunua o wa katopauka isha susu kucha wa kulunua ili wa wali awa keshomu kunu kwa chawae yo mwishu popuwa nesiti wali oshe etifisho upsakadi oshe etifisho upsakadi umwese siku cha onsamani yemini okwakuli la munkalo pansuru wakalo ano po okwali ateli la nukuli onkulukadi wae akale helu mbatanga asimemi wae opo nana akale ha helu mbatele hemulumbatele nga sinana mimi wae helumbatele tate wae shoshuita sisi wani shashi esina siwa sikucha avu vanumeri wawali maya oloka ongeni shima tino katu sisini kucha vanumeri esi tulikomba detu otu vanu paya oloka ongeni ni ombo detu ombo angiri eduru kufaya tati nande tasisiwa shio vanumeri maya oloka ongeni iti drogu kala ndaterila onkulu kadiwa nga kale telumbatele nga si mime kwa li helumbatele wakutati ilo mime helumbatele tati tashishiva ya mime kumbinga inya onkulu kadiwa tipu wakucha osho tashishiva ngipi ya ano osho yukwishe tupisaka di mumbo yavu asike hangala nukuli ombu iteke nde mboli unkulu kadiwa ene diladilo kucha nyingo ambu ya teka yote kidipa oteko asike vashaki nano uka umeka wava kunyivi kilivali eshi shiningwe ngeno nde awa eshi waka mwana kucha wako wenu psakaji upo wakata meka tavido po muhumbu ya wako ano wakalewa mwana kucha wakandra pujo nde mwini oshima yogo shetifuwa mwako ngalo ikucha onsabano kwali ita eno investment ayo nombata ningi ndinga nongolo mkulu kadi onsabano kumbinge nyotati kucha ina nongolo mkulu kadi shashi okwali unene akwatao kushina kwa nifuwa shokutaka mifuno na weteko ongini ya shungo ya asike utati mwane kucho kwa hajikilonga yetafikile ngani hili mumbele wa yume hili mumbo hili psakijira hano hili psakijira talongu ilonga ya mbele wa te ilonga ya mumbo nuku jampo kwa ingani shempula akale itanjo attention wako family nolende mwane kwesha pumbiwa ya shonishili ngakucha tuapumbwa tukale hatu diladilonga makembi ngadili mbali kucha wanufu mboli mwe talongo mwilonga haa ipula akale nefimbola wa edwapo ongini ni ongalo ilinga haa inaipumbo ukala tualimbililwa tuapumbo ike kukala haa tuyanje fimbo kono yetu tukale tuafimaneka tukale tuafimaneka shita shita nyingi shashitu wete kucha anasho shashima hafimana shike yona tango nae takala yota tula po fimbo loko kala anjo attentiona kwa family. You see, the problem of these couples, it was caused by several problems. One of them is that the husband was too traditional and he was expecting the wife to treat him like a mother, and his mother used to treat his father. You know, which is impossible because they are very, very different people. And the wife on the other side was thinking, how will that be possible? Let's quickly take a break and I will be back after this.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu hea libali no hea imeko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane egelefem the eye.
Join us every weekday for the twilight between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. where we discuss various ways on how we can develop our country. The twilight before the sun comes out.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge lo wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nwe utite opo.
Ya, o prugine sungandu asende no, sungandu asende gama no to prangani komisyon, ato pra komisyon prugini, no programa etu, ashike, ngeingo wete nane kucho wahana kuya mamu programa, aye, ke mantika kuna maka to durumane kuhude mboji onurane tatu minatu ombalino tatu viva tatu nune nonora nime seetu karita mame mdafano mprikini ano ngasi nane kwa ispopi kucha wanu mahapu watae nangani mwoptakaji mwoptakaji olujo ano na seetu no kano sina kwa nifuweza kukarata mwana kucha tamani kandre poloma uju. Just like I mentioned it earlier, that a lot of people are facing relationship problems, and a lot of problems we face nowadays within our country, within our society, is a result of relationship problems. And I would like to inform you that the problem of treating marriage as a trophy is that it creates a false sense of completion. Now, a trophy is something you win and then you leave there untouched. So it does not require maintenance, emotional investment or growth. Because you have in marriage, you have to make sure that there is growth. There is maturity. Once you like that, it's possible that you might face certain problems. So marriage, however, is the complete opposite. It's not an end point. It's a continuous journey that demands effort. You have to make an effort to forgive the other one. You have to make an effort to apologize where it's necessary. You have to make an effort to respect the other one. You know, there have to be awareness. There have to be commitment on a daily basis, each and every single day. Alright? Watavi kufa konga ni yafa e kopi nga nevena paweli vena watavi turanga nopo ihali kumwewali ano ihali pulangeno okukalala firoshisho pamali udo asike ombu asune ilinga ombu haipulangane ono akala firoshisho pamali udo ano haipulo kukula ukule mendunge haipulo kujilandila ngane kumuleno inimangane iwa hapo yawe dapo. Ano ito chige kuchandeshi, tonto kila ndeshi anga ndofiro osopo wakulapo, ae. Washipulu, oshimasho oluendo, oluendo ngani talipula ngani ukalala firo shisho keshe efiku. Halipula onu afimanike nkwao keshe efiku. Akale eshe mbweda nkwao keshe efiku. ano o shumani shiringa. So marriage requires car. I mean care. Just like a vehicle which you bought, you will start driving it, but then it will require service. There will be a point you will take it to the service station to fill up, the engine oil, to fill up the petrol, to fill up the brake fluid, those type of things. It requires service on a constant basis. So is marriage. It's not different from this. So it requires boundaries. These are not optional extras. They are the foundation that sustains a healthy and a lasting union. So without them, even the strongest relationships can begin to crack under pressure. Okay? So care means being intentional about your partner's well-being. And it means paying attention, listening, and showing up even when it is inconvenient.
Lipura nengelo wapubwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ileko mderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yeah, so it requires somebody to be intentional, to show up even when it is inconvenient. Respect goes beyond polite words. It is reflected in how partners treat each other in private and in public. Boundaries, on the other hand, defines what is acceptable and what is not. Protecting dignity and individuality of both partners. Yeah, so ano humbo vena ipumbwa ne filosisho purikini aipula ifimaneko ano aipula onu natango yo akale atulapongaba. Okay? Kalinga na tulapongaba ta siku pula yo natango kalinga tulapongaba ano ta situkucha o ta stinga ne kucha o ta situkucha shuka o limombo ngenoka otoka ngani watambula ko kesi simi ae ae shuta stinga pena nga nini mayo wote kucha ae shita shindu ya nidu kushi tambula kwa nande nandeshi ya ano tashi kala yo na tango safi mano kale wa filosisho umali hudonga ni ankweni umali hudonga ni ankweni no topikini oka opulikini ngani shukucha umpulikini pene tomenu kuchomuwa shike tuapu umatweli awali ndo kanyaka mwakekeke. No pene lelakano kuchumula sike tunu mapieli awali ndo kanyaka mwakeke tashitikucha otuapunga kukalawa no hatupulikine si hapu si hatupopika shona efi mboli mwakuti ngwenu upotapopi ovo wayamu upotapopi ovo wayamu upotapopi ovo wayamu kihine ucho ulita kadula kupulikine mkwao munga lulingaho utuapunga kukala tuyanjo mitoko no hapopsi ndo tuapulikina tuapulikina nana ndo tapopi nga sisteni ota tuapunga kukala ovano hatuli didimi kenge tashi yako pokupulikina shansi tuapunga kusiva kucha omemi ovano vihole kukala wapulikina nge tawapopi ya munga lulingaho hapopi munga nekese shimu isli mwe ano ndo tapopi nunga ni wale kupulikina shansi weke kaumena kena pwali umu. So Marriage requires somebody to listen. It requires one to listen carefully what the other one have to say. And especially as men, we need to always have this character of listening much. Because there is also a reason why we have two ears and one mouth. So basically means that we have to listen more. We have to listen more and talk less. So even this, when it comes to this virtue, we have to learn and understand as men that women like to be listened to. They like people to listen when they are talking. And this is why it's very much important for us always to listen when they are talking. All right? So that is what it is. And we are moving on with our discussion this morning. Yeah, we are moving on. So women like attention. Also, on the other hand, the respect goes beyond polite words. It is supposed to be reflected in how partners treat each other, and that is where they are. It is not that to say that they only hold hands in public and they drop the hands when they are alone. No, if you are people who hold hands, you must also do it in public and in private, not only in public. Okay? And what does that mean? In my share, malum batwa na kale ngalamanya unu genge haveli kwa tami nyala. Na veri kwa te menyala, ngenge veli omwawe ke pehe nasho nwe vatala, nongenge pena omwaneve vatala. Ina wakali kawa, haveri kwa ta menyala, ngenge veli muka tiko wanu, mongenge veli omwawe ke tavelefa. Ae, nasikaroshi masho upa ushiri, nasikaroshi masho ukala ngenge omwaneve watiki. Ok? Shashi anosho kwa neveli ngao, po katika anu penya, wanu afiko wa engeli. Kwikina, to shenika tushenyo wa engeli, shenyo wanu uo mwenyo, onu kesheyo, enu mapu kwae, tukani basi wanu hukucha, enga na mwenyo detu, odafa, kofa, wete kucha kesheyo mwenyo taimo lwe ndo haingane no kofa yae, shiwa kucha mo kofa mo, umunangane oini maaye oloka, diladila nenge mwenye ya mo humbo, okuya mwenye kesho mwenye kofae. Mwenye kofae mwenye ni oini mailimu. Okofae ni chene o mwenye wayo. Mwenye kofae pa mwenye chekune o mwenye oku hajiminapo. Kuni mwenye kofae omu. Mwenye kofae ni chene pa mwenye yona tango oipupulu. Numali ningifo. Oheri ningifo ilo wano. Ihauliko oluwa lalailo shiri. Eshingoto mpula kucho handuka anu. Yotacha nandia handuka. Heri ningilo filo wani ya popso shiri. Ya. Pamweo shashama mwosho. Pamweo shiri mwoko faeosho. Ya. Yenkwa otaka ane. Ena mwoko faemu na ane kucha. Ehandu. Enyeme. Eudui follow na hii. Inuwesho ini mwoko. Mwoko ta mwenye wae mwi. Undaha ane mpula kini kucha. Ongeipi ombo ywa nwa wili wali teka kala ya hafu, ine hafu. Itahisi yu. Luhapundu wapundishi owanu hawati kucha. Peifi nga odigiri ya ngonda mona. Umbula ngonda landa. Etuwala ngonda landa. Shikari seka mbako. Kukale genda umbula ndonda hafa asho. Puki nandikulo mbwe. Ngenge kuna shi hafu ndo ena le shulipo. Itahisi yuwa ukani ngonu unumba unhafife. Owe na ave, itashi ningonu ya ekupe hafu. Shashi kuli nanali. Wete kumu? Kuna fiku ni muka kare wa hafa, mwini keshe himbo tankake mwa handuka. Mwana shike, utaka julipe ni, olime ni loe. Yeah. So, a lot of people, they say like this. A lot of people say like this. No, I have my degree, I have my own car, I have my own house. What is next? Is to get married and then I will be happy. I will be fulfilled. So, it's like this. If you are not happy by yourself, if you don't have joy, if you don't have peace inside of you, don't expect anybody else to make you happy. Because it's not going to happen. It will not happen. So, what you have to do is to make sure that you are happy. You are fulfilled. Okay? Then everything will be fine. You have to make sure that you are happy, you are fulfilled. Okay? Before you can make somebody else happy, you have to make sure that this happiness is inside of you. But if this is lacking, then be rest assured that even with somebody else, probably the situation will be worse. Okay? So let us consider this before we come to that conclusion. Let us consider that we are first of all happy inside of us. Alright? So that is what it is, what is happening here. And telephone number in the studio 083-288-401 is our studio telephone number. You can call me on that. And we can continue the conversation. You know, sometimes you can also speak from your own experience, so that we cannot be here and speak about a fairy tale. We will speak about reality, referring to somebody's life story. You know. Ano tashikana ni shirino mpurikini. O tashikana shirino ngingi wadengere mumo studio. Ono mwala mo studio nola naita tununatu. Ombali naita tuliwa tatu nini. Nola naimwe ongana numwala tumo studio. Todurungane kui dengera. Owe ukarenga ni mumo nakucha. Owa kufumbinga mapuraha mumo yotwei. Shirini nga mpurikini kucha. Onu keshita dunane kupo pisa asheli kwela kwa ashiye ende, konga loi ye ende la muyo. Otodo kupo pisa asheli kwela konga loi ovyo ende la muyo. Ya. Yeah. Opo, onuote kuprikine, haka ninge epokona nangasi ovyo li ninga. Shela ushela kucha, umprikini, o hatu dunane kukarato kufumbinga. Oproha mamu, si etu si ringo story etu, kucho story etu ina nanga ipi.
I am the heart.
Yeah.
We.
Yeah. Somo ni tashi ningao mpulikini. So tashi ningao. Anoha tupuranga ni komisho. Tupuranga ni komisho mpulikini. Yeah. Ano, oishukucha, efimbori mwatidu ngani ini mai kui gino ringa. Toshikufa kungane shafa shima shenu shironga. Ya, shike, boroshimu pungonita shike kuhanga. Pungonita shike kuhanga ne kuhainga. Ya, ngini, onu hole ngani kuninga omu kwandede kuitetuga. Angayeli naliwa pungane upchaka di nginge, onumba angenge waka alawa kuhanga. Aye, ushina na kutoto ninge ipi. Shima shumutu nukatwa kwa nika yose shiku cha, umupchaka di kuno kutu wanga ike, kucha notu ahali lina tuwa hala. Kafune fiku yungu achu kaluna, unamunyende ke ino umupchaka di aye. Isi ngo wafinda umwe, yu kwa uto jipe, okarangone huli pima hui mwini na hingo toka talo problema ayo. Na kungo ya kudirila. Shone shiringa mpulikini. Ya, Atusingane kuya poka fudia poka shanere la, se tukai tuwa luka ngani. Natango tutikile kumpulikini.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo, ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM, otuna evi toda njuka, okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange, tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka, okone ushendife nawa, nukumona oijamoiri nawa, ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatu imwe ibali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Yeah, so earlier when I spoke to you about languages, and basically it means that the language I'm talking about is actually the kind of situations everybody is carrying wherever they are, and it basically depicts the inside of a person. How are you inside of you? Are you a sad person? Are you a peaceful person? Do you have peace inside of you? Because you see that a lot of people are saying this. Let me go to Valves Bay. Because where I am, I have problems with my neighbors, I have problems in my workplace, I have problems. And then they go to Valves Bay. Then they are facing the same situation. And then they decide, let me go to Karasberg. And then it's the same thing. Then they decide, let me go to South Africa. Then they are experiencing the same. Then they say, no, let me go to America. Then they are experiencing the same. So one can ask, where is the problem then? Where is the problem then? So the problem is like this. The problem is inside the person. It's within the luggage of the person. It's a spiritual problem. And it means, because the problem is inside, wherever they go, they take it with them. Yeah, so this is why you find this is happening. And it is always good. It is always good for you to come to terms with reality, to face off with the reality. You face the reality of things. You face the reality of things. Okay? And instead of you hiding things, anopekini, tunga nunga kuchota shikashiwa, ngenge watalele oshiri, ote, utasikalashua ngenge wa talelingani oshiri shashi mpulikini lua pulua puni na alaku talelo oshiri kwa halangani uka halangani ta tinga uka kwa halangani uka ta tinga uka mpulikini ya nungini. otachi kala kwa fima na utalelo shilio peke to kaka langa ni wapi wa findu plaka julinga ho ho yeah oh shuma ni tashini gao mpulikini oh shuma ni tashini gao yeah oh kuya komisho So communication becomes one of the most critical tools in maintaining a marriage. Okay, so I want you to understand one thing. Now let me say you are in this situation, in the situation we described recently. You are in this situation. There are ways one can come out. There are ways we can come out of this situation. And, those ways I'm talking about is actually tools, the tools which you need, you know, for you to fix electricity, you need the right tools. For you to fix a radio, you need the right tools. You know, there are different tools to fix different items. If you need to fix a car, you need different tools from those of fixing a pipe which is broken, for example, you know, so different tools fix different things. So there are also tools to fix a broken marriage. Okay. So one of the tools is communication. Communication. We need to master our communication skills. Okay. To learn to communicate. And for example, I'll give you this example. It's a holiday time now. It's a holiday time and you want a certain child to come for the holiday. But then the problem is you don't want to tell your husband. Okay. So one day your husband come there from work and there is a child. Okay. Okay. No sign. So you decided to bring a child in a, And you don't want your husband to say anything because then he must not say anything because his family is always in the house and the wife is taking care of them. So, but the difference is that the other people, when they are coming, you inform her. You inform her, you tell her the so-and-so is supposed to come here like this. But now she just brought a child there. Okay. This is what can possibly happen. One of the day, this child will be sick. This child will get sick. And it's your husband who is at home. Are you going to expect this husband of yours, this poor husband of yours, to take this child to the hospital? Is it going to happen? You know? Is it going to happen? Purikina. Purikina, ndiko lombo purikina kombina wa shima shimwe. Nechene, unu samani. Dele, efikulimwe nga si tulimefudo nga hapa ifenga. Nechene nga si ne tulimefudo pa ifenga. Uwa toto kola kucha. Unu kana kama, unu nuonumba wala, ewa kifudo. Ya fude pongone kumbole nyoko. Kakele, Inuwaraku lombo na samani. Onzamani kwa mkwa jike kilonga. Eshe kia mumbo. Okane kena leke liopo. Ilomne kena leke liopo. Yita dulu ne kupura kucha. Oyaku uhala ilongi. Pekwete kwa meleopo. Kwa mwono ki. Yita dulu kupopja shaya kucho. Shiko ete lono meumbo. Nenangawa tamo nikafa enu kwa ngoko. Okay. Eshi to on tere kupula odoti kucha no ona wo family wo mwaika la munga ndi filosisho no sho to bya ni miya to pula kucha omolashi ke we tero no inorombwe langi otego norombwe langi oteko nopo upsa kati ke shok on no e we ke umbo upsa kati oshi on inorombwe la sasa wana longi kidwa Otoke iteko nuanu mumbo. Ni kulio ina ilanda. Mumu ni kulia. Demura shika kucha. Mwati ya lapifo nsameno yiku fashima ruwamu njato. Akala njikuli hasiwe tamu nubi na nombu ya. Mwati ya lafikuli mungu kana kuka vele. Olo unokuwa mbokelwa. Nsameno ye apendu kufikundita yiko shpangero. Mwati ya lashini ngosho. Oteko? Ano, otashiti kucha? Opotuka ndurepo mopsa kajeringa. Otapumbwa ilongifu ine, tapumbwa kulongifa. Ongashi tu ushishikucha, keshe shimwe, oashipumbwa oilongifu ya yoloka. Ngengo nutapangelo lusheno, okwapumbwa oilongifu ya kupangelo lusheno. Ngengo utapangelo hauto, shafafana. Ngengo utapangelo mbasikelo, shafafana, natango peni patulu ya kupatulu mbasikela. Ilongifu ito, longifu ya kupatulu mbasikela. Ngengo utalongo ne paipi, ominino. Natango shawa fano peni longi fwe ya durku longi fwa nyo talongo no minina. Ya, ungeni na mpulikini tunu kato ya shivene kucha haa. Keseke shimu, oshinu ilongi fwo. Ehi hai longi fwo kukandula po upsaka joto. Ungeni ne. Otuneni na kukalata shivene. O ilongi fwo kucha. O ili pipo. Oyo tapungo kukalatuna. Opo tukandule po upsaka julinga. Oshi longi fwo ni shimu ekwata fano. Tukaleta fimaneko kupata fanano nungu kwetu. Wete, wahala kwetu nu kefudo, otodengere nkwe ni manga tonombu yale tompula. Tompula, kuchopenango ngaluli nga tompula ngo, ewa. Kena shungodi, otoka ningo nginda bala kucha. Onginda bala ashike, toka ninga. Nonge nge asho, onu nopungwa kumueta. Shashi, onu opotoka umbo karafiku mufiku. Inote elanza wano ya penduki ufiku. Atuala nwagoshipangelo. Tamu enike. Shashi munga na mwenye ya teche kucha haa. Ngishishi. My husband. Gaji okombo kewa. Gaji adipe. Elipe. Eli ngo mbole tumunye. Kana ave kujane. Eli mbole tu elipe ni. Mbole tumuna ngaji. Ya mwenye. You see? Such things. Because you are going to wake up your husband in the middle of the night because the person is sick. The person wants, you need your husband to take the person to the hospital. He's going to ask you, which person? So and so. From where? Where is the person? Even though the husband has been seeing the person, but inside of him, he don't know. He didn't know anything about that person. So those are the things we need to master. Communication skills. So, yeah, so, one has to know what to say, when to say it, how to say it, and to whom it should be said. So words carry weight. We have to understand this. You know, a careless comment can create a lasting damage, while a thoughtful communication can strengthen trust and understanding. In marriage, it is not only about speaking, but also about listening. The listening, truly listening is understand and not respond. Not just to respond. Okay? Ono kwa mwana ne kukala ashiva kucho shiko sho ye eno kukala popsa. Okuno kushipopsa mwana kala ulingepi. Okuno kushipopsa nini. Okuno kushipopsa kulieri. Ano. Omu kala ulipi. Ano. Inimesho okuno kale ishiva. Shashi. Oichayo vene. oyumbata ngano njudo yakula oicho yumbata njudo ongeni tunuku karanga ne pakotoka pakotoka ngitu nuku kalicha yetu ipopsa ano oneni tunuku yetu ipopsa no shotu ano ni maisha ya fima nangani ano ano muhumbo muhumbo utashikarangani shafimana ukupulikina shiapu utashikarangani shafimana ukupulikina ukupulikina shiapu nukupupza kashona ukwachangani umofimana umini ukupulikina nde otopulikina udeko ya kuchonda tingipi ano oshina shafimana nde ya kukalege totondo kerengani okunyamukula ya yeah, so another shift another important shift that often goes unacknowledged is the transition from individuality to partnership. Okay? One cannot continue to behave as if they are still single. Marriage changes dynamics, priorities, and responsibilities. Decisions are no longer made in isolation. They affect another person, so they have to be made in unison. This does not mean losing one's identity, but it does mean something more conscious of how is the actions, how one's actions important impact the union. You know, ano shimoni tashini yon purkini, o shimoni tashini ndi nga kucha, o ano shafimana, o kukalangani, washiwa kucha shini yon mbora pife, unana o madiladiro ye kwa mbwa na ajiko kumkalo wenya, u ilikaleli opo ukalewea, mumkalo ukumwe, ano wapungu ujiko kulifia poku diladila wafonu mikaleli shayela kucha unane ukute alani wano wakala nao pamwenyalo kwa nilano wakala nao wakweningani veli wali kaleli ae numufere ndi inyeo eno kukutekapo shashi fimboli nyanale kwa nilane muvi kaleli ya mushe peife wapipo ngatopo wajapo kushario mikaleli ongini wajapo wapo mbada ongini chadurali kukala uli mufere ndi nao tampo pineshiki. Otambo pineshiki. Ano, shima shimu eno weno kalave shikone kasho. Uferende wenye uno kuteka. Shashika ndi alipo ndodo imu iki. Shita muketa pwinima. Inashani umbo ye unyo taka papisa shike. Ota teke kupomaele. Tati duke kupomaele. Tati kucho. Nge uli uveneto pangilo wako nsamani. Ke udite kwinima umbo. Shashina umbo la natango. Ongeni uferende wenye ndodo lukutikila. Uno kukalama mwona kucha. Wajapo ponga topo ulikaleli ulipefe he. Ponga tu yu partnership. Oteko? Ya, mwini. Oito duali kukala hopopi. No inima ya hopopi wafo mwi kaleli. Usuku cha otohi durika ukale hopopi inima wafo mwi kaleli. Inima ya duron sabani uwe mohoni. Ande kala ushishi kucha efanolo enge kaliwa onzamano ya hape ombedi. Ngenge fanolo ngukadi kali wonsa manu tapu ombedi. Ngenge lonsa manu kali wa, onku kajia tapu ombedi. Tapu ombedi kucha, inapuku ulangu kwa wawa kwe. Wafango wa mononuwa jamumbo. Ndi esha jalumbu kwea, oka kongo kamuni katulamo. Oli tapu upukoro, taku cheke, hako tundenu onku kajini muna. Ngeni sito ya kilonga kukapenuta wapisha, shashobo unu wa mbolandishi, kapenuta wapisha, otaku cheke, ono ajakumbo kukuna nungkulu kajiwa kwe. Eye, tatupo pisha shi. Ano taka lakewe kutalawa mwene. Oteo, ongini hengu hupo pichoi hayota. Otaki durukuwe tefifaoni kono konsama niwe. Ndoeshi yu ngaweli nga haa itekala hii wa mpulikini. Mpulikini, hatu prakomesho. Asike, inandi kupate laponje, nande, ame nyingu kwati wanakucha ni ipopia ndi efio modula teia, osho ngu programa njini ngile, Así que, inyea la ndoku pa teleponje, shoshu wete kuchandi kupenga no kamito, opo uha kache inye kupo mito mpulikini, otodu wane kudenge la umo studio, ono mwana ngo dumo studio onola, no eta tunonatu, ombali no eta tuli watatu, no ne, no nula, no ime, opo ngane. Ya, ano shongo neta shene nga mpulikini, onola no eta tunonatu, ombali no eta tuli watatu, no ne, no nula, no ime, orangano no mwana tumo studio 083-288-401, 083-288-401 is our studio telephone number. You can come through. It's because I don't want you to later on think that I have excluded you in the discussion. You are part of the discussion, so we can do this together.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa mura etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Join us every weekday for the Twilight between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. where we discuss various ways on how we can develop our country. The Twilight, before the sun comes out.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. Uh-huh. And I will not hesitate.
Yalo, wipi ni wali hapa. Tuaru kia meongade, we are back on A. We are continuing with our conversation. And we are going ahead. So, in many communities, marriage is not only a union between two individuals, but also a reflection of shared responsibility. People had to view couples as one unit. When others observe challenges or flaws, they rarely isolate them to one person. Instead, you know,
Ongulewa
lela.
Ngali tike pano kumone.
Ai omondili.
Achende na.
Ochiri na dadi.
Ngai na kumpina ne kaum.
Okay.
Ngo pishkani.
Pamone kupeleka kucha. Isi watala. Ya, ni chenga. Ushi kucha pena ovane fimbo limwe. Have a little battery on Bodafa, Dafa Copse, Kelina, Ospana, Tanga, Avena, Cotona, Mendaro number?
Eh, humble.
Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, was you changing Ospana, Tanga, Avena, copying Gash, and then the Nichin and the Oficola?
Yeah.
Tuang a copiola to Ramon Beram, we are not like to Ramoka, Moka Cab, but I can really pondo, Omekeri, or Molia, Dinondi, that at Popina Avenga.
Yeah.
Ngengo la tuliromo. Uwa nufipolimofyo na veliu mbatele ombo. Ngengo la hombolele. Kesi kuchopeni ni maiha ipumboku ni nguamo. Opo waka leko njilo ngani mombo. Mota watema. Wakwa mangani watema. Ya. Shito shipele non nombedi. Ashi fimbolimwe. no pepukulu laombo penyina shipopi wapo kushine kucha pamo ababa ninge pukulu laombo ove shishi ilo ve shitila kushina na kuchomola shike ashiki ashipopi wapo anu mwenyamungu ndino no shipopi chane shashi anu mungu ndo wale kukulia ndeta waiko mungu wapo
yeah.
Nde na unyambo kwete kucha ofilu ngao kwa kushima na ngao kwa mbola ngao filu ashike mbolio penani o inakuwa nifaiwe no kalaba ningopo ve vakale vashi vakucha no viku takanga kumopita kajive no kalaba lumbata ngeipi ve no kalaba mopita kajive kandura pongeipi shosho nuwe tekucha oshi jemone otuna oba no taombola ndo wafike vileke weekend
yeah.
O watu mangwe ngobe doe de tadichacha wala pesho kuhingoto katalon moyo
yeah.
O mbelo unkunduli nga udi dirika
nga ajero gombo
eh
okay
si watala unkunduli nga ha o udi dirika nongengo udi dirika mbela o atu kandula ponge bisa shuwete kucha ngengo paka kane penu uno na poka chopuno novo ne haka dengwa ponti mashamano awate hombo avanga
ae ulimo njira wana
ya
Bishidi dirikarera vero kucheke adna vishio tusho tunamo shi tunamo enyaramo.
Yeah.
Kuchano na kuyombora. Waba na kuyanje tundiro mapukululo pa ombo. Uamba wa mombo unyakwe ukupoka shamane mora diyo duratinya wa simana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hukene na ombo ya wena tepe kwa ngomo mbibere kucha ombo shima shafima nune nene inayi. Ya kuhama mnesha kushiparegisha karunga kushiwana shashi hombo geno ya tere likamo hombo omo mukare munu hii machiwa manatake kuwanawa ya nungeno taka ndura pongomi kundu dinya do dinya da korapta dinya do social corruption dinya nini hapu kakirekasho mapukulo no mohombo mafimbuwa muhaka la pongo shiri kansero ponga dikala no pasta na nungo nyinga shine kaisa halongwa ngo kuchanua dindiru o memove ki halongu nene una pongo kasimboka mwe kaningo kuchanua no taka longi kibanghanga mombo no mo shine na kukala kujeno terumbata tavirumbata ya sana kumbe onkuru kadilo nyumenu
ya
mbiru wapo hange kuwa chini na mbiru ya kaya nba pongo Isimanoro hombo na wenge ni ulaya na ukapo wa hali durushiri peto miko mupia kadi mapu mwenene kwa mwenona.
Yeah.
Mwenda mwena ilo ndino na kudarwa. Keshe ngo ni umwena tango mwoshige mwososayati mwoku na ukaranga udanai. Nyinge ni mboli hombo imeika lali ngashi kwe ya noninu. Ya oma pukuruo ni angashi hao hombo nwapu handi mwono oma pukuruo na malongo. Malongo hapo lejene nando shiviki shimwe yu hiviki vali tojo shawa nangao kakirondama nangao nga shimwe nyangengwe mweme ngereka dimwe ano hai fiyoko 6 months ngevili wili mokochi paike ta longwa ta atari kutapuwa kucha ayo utangkate kurafana nga itana unanawi utangke vate kura nga iti ilu umbole nyo utangkakarambuli naro nga iti kucha nenge nuna na voru jupa lukere Otai kesi kora peni. Kondi ngane yo shike li kole nyotari kakalatani li kwatele ponga ipi otai mwutamu mbipi. Yini mesho wakumba ni uku ndafanwa. Gema mta apotine kuchaye. Uno na wetu utai kosi kora ya changa. Pua kachi hali umwewe. Ayo kanana kaya kosi kora imbole. Kora wino njiru. Damu iduru. Ilo ae onge ipi muna ukaramuli na kurumi venyo na kudara venyo. Tangara tamba takamisha akuveli ilo tamwe tamu mumbwe ni ini miri ngao itoa iduru kora ya popiwa. Deshini tamu ikundafana ngao oya shangwa nete itura nepembo. Nyengeno tamu wanji neka kuruno wangalo ilo kupastori wenyo ilo koli ya waveri ipotatia esho spaniga kuchatu watu kaninganga. Esho watu kaninganga. Tashini mwini mawina mwini popsa. Umotaka kamale kuchaye wala noto inayo ndiro ya changa unyopala shike. Nye muna ukara mwa kwa terapo omali kweni. engana mwenye adishe muna karata mdipopi kuchanwa dedo pa politika, dedo pa liko, dedo pa ngarafano. Mwando pa mepone jaji mwame pomo mwane pa mwame 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 kidini maeni.
Ye
pastori mwame tampurwa purwango na tango. Opo anu mkare mwalongi kidwana wapamepo nupini meshe po ngaramanya. Ya luwa apune shiringa sengo po tudoka hadisine nini mesho heni njomo. Anu hei geta bom watari. Kuchane ngeno mula pendeta alindeta nangaramo. De mongu la tapune mwishi mesho. Ina tango vee geno tango tari. Yani ha kuto ya wa mkwa ya posha. Ya. Kanchine kucha, opoto cha ringitu, opoto opoto lakulo ni neko lano vengo anweta wa liponga tuitu vetu.
Yeah.
Kwa velu kisho njira shasha, dao isi pamosha atu, ini matu ki pihane kana hii. She tunga mbani faa, tunga mbani kano. Kwa kile kashwe kisi manoro mhombo, wala si manu mbeni, mutuada, loko shipara shakarunga.
Yeah, usi kucha. Sandi sipo pisha siku chapune hango dimwe dato ngwana lepe fimgei anu wa ningirangone kucha pefe ndisha anu velipo kuteanga ha anu wapota wende tate ayo shingoni va teanganya ae anu venili ya wana wamona mwili ya wala ya wana anu upune hango dimwe dato ngwana le ongene ovana wana otayo kamu mefuta anu ngona tango umo shuana shetu vo Simba takala ne valumburwa ne pukululo hombo so shwete kucha ndiwete kucha andi popile yo na tango mbinga ikucha mupsa kaja hapo tuna mwishwa na shetu o kwaiti fako ngalo yo kucha o tuna o mapata fano pa ole ilondi che hombo inajilonga sho tashika tu tetango na tango kwi kucha Otuno wanu hapu, veno elondolo honde, ilo maudomitima, ndeno kuli nukipangelo kui, epangelo la nyingwa pefe kucha hae, toi wanu, vaninguli neva hapu, vaninguli neva hapu, tavelo honde, welonda kwa tu, no mitita, to durali kujilanda, kila ndirenya nuke famasi.
Kara, wote kucha mwiti wa. Ini mangashi wote popini honde daronda, nini meishi omi, Wewe umekisi ane shau doba ngo shponga do.
Yeah.
Umekisi dina adu wa mashikano lifestyle ambela pesi.
Yeah.
Adu jo lifestyle ili ni siro kiti ni swali ni mapongo shukapo. Moro maru mbate tu. Umekisi ngeno dina adi ya hundi nene kwa shiki. Adi ya moro ikuri ya no minino. Iye ni mesho ito bopto ili melandu rafano weo kuche ike. Elonge kido she na shi ya tuka atiro mikindanawa. Chash, ela la canoreto, cheque do chombo, no trocuria, no cuani, mom de tomo, tampa da luna na veni, de canchari, nem o punini, nem o yasimana y longe kiba, nanganina, yamo, monga, se bote, opinari. O cheque, o mi arna de chove no mi kundu, chama de tangero tari tropo, posigue, poca y mapo, ponina, tari finipa, dachi pepera poto, opinacionacho. No, ni un irongi te irongbari kuinya. Anwa mayengo koi nepa monongi shukola ilo pangi ilo shimlonga o shimono shimapo nashionga shumumba. Ini misho wa ikalaya nangalayo. No tei dru kalaya fini nikwa na ine ya pia nikwa. So kucheke umalongi kido na maongo maombo na eko misho. Dene eka ume ushiri. Ya ngogo kuchango muna wa mwave nama ine kerafano. So onungengo kwa hombo wani ingenu, ino kwa karami mtumba na wangaho. Nena tango wanga iketa alipenya na penyata ampambula peko opena. Ini mesho hae to nikoro, eongo la pumpa, lomo hombo la pumpa kulomba talibengo sindo nao. De hae sita hake, ano mungo verina kuru nomo,
No, tate kuno ina kuromo kero mo. Dingin taing ko pamalang ko pata. Dingin pa na sindo. Nuna na tate kuro na pihalo la kalunga. Inmission eh. Ika kala liri na ang ikin mina enta na. Manawa mo na ipuji na kani wali. Zato ko chota singa ni mula mo na ipi.
Tango ni tati. Ya, o chota ni ngom pekini. O tashuri ke kucha. O peni ni mi apungane tuno karakta I tui tua kwanjangira na yo. Shashi. Wetene kucha pefe. Pefe mbweli. O vano vahapu. Vekeli hangane. Wata eromo psa kajo. O kabesi nana kucha. Na wakandure ponga ipi. Nga helipi ngane. Siwa kucha. Mohombo. Kamu nolo libesa. Pamotunu kuifana. Wano wenye wakaramwe. Eduro mirongo na no se tunutu apule kucha. Oveshe ndana na ngeipi. Esha atupula apa kuchopeni nimi apu. Atupopiku apa kuchopeni nimi apu apu mboku ningwa. Po kukarekwe po. Hangano lotweli. Nekupo sholewa. Ndi durupi fenga nti. Ngenone chene amosha watampiki. No mulimo hola. Nyewa apu umunye. Pamu mulimo makwatafano paihole. Pamwe ni chene nandina humbora, pamwe nji pamwe, asike umunu nona, weli watatu, wani watano, wahamano, ila kamwa keke, kashinasha, ametifika meni, kwa tuta mimu, kwa tenyo tale, keshemo kwa tongu holi kwa imu moko woko. Ameti kucho, ok, ndeni ne umu kakwi, ndeni, tamwende, ndeni, ndelele nengo, tamwende ngo tamwi fele nkwetu. Mwemwe kwa tango noa. Ndenyu tale na wano wano. Tamwende. Shinguma fika pinyanyo. Aluke nini? Ya. Lenini mfika mipu ama hapa. Ame itine. Oneni huoninwa kwa limu li kwa tamomo wakongo. Oneni huoninwa kwa lingone mwe apone le imwe nando kulie li kalekewa. Mukale ngane mwe kuhala nando popota mpopingo nini maeni. Shashushu kucha, opene fimboli mwenu, wapu mbwa upengo na mkweni, omito, ya hapo pene ana, omupsa kajia esha, enyaka latu wikila mwonti mawai, ya fimbolola halipumbiwa, mukale, ushukucha, opene fimbolo halipumbiwa, mukale mwelikale, kerwa ike mwelike penye mwenye amuke. Po, tapukala yo natango fimboli mwenu, apu mweke eli, oeke. Ok? O simboli mwono kwa pumbweke, taka ningo shopping anande, elje kwa heki. Oteko, ino pumbwa ne ukalo no madira dilo hai kuchopuno kuna utaka shake na nae. Oteko, kwa pumbweke, punike fimbolo, kwa humboro asirilo, kwa humboro maro, punike fimboli, apumbwe ukala elje kwa heki. Ote, opena, nekulo mbwe nga, Oma diladilo onumba eshae ya monu. Necheno no kuno shina kuwa nifuasho kufidingo familie. Okwapumu gane keshe fiku eno ma diladilo ape. Okwetapo e idea donumba. E idea di itadi angengeli po mawele loka. Okwapumu kukala ajapo oponde takaleri kunyeri ili le elio ya eke. Esina ili ontu manganya amwena. Oma diladilo ono madilongo tayani. Ya, ove nupumga ne ukala, tipu lakucho neshe ilio ekeli kwenye hapa mkuna wakasha kenanae. Ae, nga shundenge wa jakwe shipopsa shiturapolo hae lakucha, mwumbu mwumbwa, eli nekela fano. Mwumbwe kwa mwini nekele? Na tekui nekele yona tango. Mwumka lumlingao, otashi dulika mkatunge, menshe na gani. So, you know, we have to understand that, for example, as I'm talking to you like this, let us imagine you are all couples. Maybe some of you are married, maybe some of you are not married. So, you know, but maybe some of you are staying together and you also have children. So, let us imagine that we are in a hall. I'm here in front. And then I say, okay, all of you, you have your loved one, okay? So hold hands. And then you hold hands. And then I say, okay, start walking up until there. And then you start walking. And then you reach, okay, come back, come back. And then I'm, come back close to me here. And then I'm, I'll ask you, okay, when last did you hold your loved one like that? Your spouse like that? When last did you do it? Eh? Maybe some of you are going to tell me, no, in 1967, last time I did it, So there are even times you need to go somewhere and sit around somewhere, and then you start discussing things about life. You know, that will ignite the fire which is about to die in this relationship. Fundula penyo puneka anuvelipo vahalo kuhilifete nda adawo ndeni ipundi ndene decorationa inocha pamo venasha no ombo eni kamenasha no ombo yushuwezi wote kucha anu vopifo vahala hapeke ngono koshivilo nge tongelo imaliwa tongelo imaliwa edulati shedili nano okwale koshivilo shikakale shakula oshivilo shakula Dengelo kwingo amone ngono edia tutula mo shivilo sho shefikulimwe odo atutula mo mohombwe iyapumbwe ikalete ikalelele ngeno kwale sho atutula atuningingaho ngeno katuna katuni ilonga ihapu yapewe pangelo mangestala tadapewa ilongi hapu yapu ne haende dapo ilongi hapu yapu yokute yombo ote ngeno itatuli hange po ngatuli ngao Nekulumbula lishima shimwe mangu umpulikini mangu ina tutikirako. Openo vanu avaha kongonu, tate uwa umo shipala. Umpulikini, itahitine uwa umo shipala, ngeno umeshi enuwa umo shipala, no mikalo da jiwa. Ai, haishodili ngao. Shoshi kwa hoshi shinga kucha, openo uwa umo shipala, onu, enoroke polo, moro asikucha okunini meli peinta moshipala mwi. Ndita hiti kuchoshu heli. Ongine ngengu waka hote uwa moshipala, otoke lianga fikulimwe wake ngelero. Shashono potoke monane, e fikulimwe e peinta adedula moshipala e dikoshamu. Apoto kenhanga, e penta de, ne mafuwa dweli, tulamoshi pala ediko shamo. Ote, ino kengelewa, nubalume nupe fabitu le penta. Alumena wabitu le penta pepe moshi pala amo, donu ta penta. Nde tokala elimo lupe lo numba, nde mbola asho elini. Ote, ongene, otashikala shiwa ukalewa wakanena, omikalo donunu kwa chawe, kuchulinge ipi. Toturu nere kushimwana mane ngeipi kucha. No, kuno mikalo jili ngeipi. Ato durpete po program mpulikini, haifana kucha, sister weo pukali hapa. Sister weo pukali hapa. Weteko? Ngeno? Ngeno? Ato duru kukufana nando mo restauranta, nde uhe shishi. Ato kufana mo restauranta, toljile ponele yonumba. Shatu katala mwanyoko we kushino. De eshingo wa hambuka po hiyatu mpula kucha, sister wewe po halipo sitafula hapa. Shazipamwe kumpule ni kunya, iyo koshu ya kangenge uilila, osho tashi ulikene efanoli ya pukombinga wewe mweni. Shazipamwe kumpule ni iyo ya rumbe tuye ngenge wapenduka. Oteko, ilo pamwe mundu dae ya mkaleka mweni ni maana pakana keshe pamwe opo. Ile pamwe kumpule ni kunya, opo pina anuto hanyene. Opipina o tukana opipina nuke shemonkaro ove ohala oteko o inmesha atui kondoro atufana mwanyoko ndatuno mbukucha popitu talo shili sister wewe pwali hapa talutale ombetei atukufana moter atutina ngalapo ndeande shingo diwa diwa wajamose shatu tina emo atumpura kucha sister wewe mwali mundudamu shiwa tala sister wewe mwali mundudamu shajiku nokumbuli nyatuka ya coffee kulimwe by surprise. Na tunumbole kucha tulumbole talapo atele kilongulosi. Tutalepo. Tutale nembio dakosho ango. Ewa. Tutale apo alele. Ungulosi. Tutalombete yoye shuifia. Atutale, atutale, atutale. Tumono kucha. That is how disorganized you are. O ukwacha usho. Ata ulike shuli meni loe. O ini matapu mbwenye kukala tukona akona. So, you see. Those are the things we need to observe. Small things. You know? Let me quickly go for a break and then I'll come back after this.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge lo wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoiri nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa, hora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM, let's you explain.
Yeah, so in attempt to resolve issues, we'll come up with a project called Was Your Sister Here? Or Was Your Brother Here? And then we will invite your brother. We'll invite your brother or we'll invite your sister into a restaurant and then we'll allow them to eat at a certain table. And then immediately after they eat, then we'll call them. We'll call you to come in and send and tell us, what's your sister? Do you think your sister was here? Because there are people who eat in the restaurant and they'll just leave a mess there. They will leave a mess there. Even though there is somebody who work on that table, but there are those who can make an extra effort just to clean up the mess. Okay? So now, if it is dirty or clean, we will still ask you, was your sister here? Was your brother here? There are even those who say, no, I just have to leave the mess here, because then I'm giving the job to those people who are working here. Wrong narrative. Wrong narrative. And that shows a lot about a person. You don't need to go further and speak about so many other things. I know already who are you inside of you. Just because of that. Ano pulikini? Oshike nga okucha. Oni na pumbwa nukuli ya ekomesho hapo pini mi hapo yapo. Moku popsele tumbuloro. Ondisi na yuku choye lieli. No. Inapumbwa nukuli unokupopsa ngani. Ini mi hapo yapo. Ano pulikini? Shongo nitashinde ngao. Shodahinde ngao. Na tango. Todurunga ni nawe kukara wa kufombinga mo programa. Ano. Upena shashi hapo andi duruku popsa. Tupena shashi hapo mpulikini. Andi duruku popsa. Shashi ndishi shikucha. Mbodowe no diri ngani koshi epono kelo. Shi tunenyo kukaladini itwa shiveni. Vanji wo ilonga shishikucha. Onu yungu no problema kuyumbo. Watashikala shipo kukala problema terele kilonga. So shuwete mwema angano hapungane muna program angano doa kutuwa kuche wellness program. Opa wifana angano wa shivi na wabuanu ta mweta hungu angano mwenye. Sheshinga nonu elalakano. Kukala angano amu na kucha okwa onu eto okuli efficient. Yokuli productive anota shiti kucha. Akalenga ane talongo eli tulamo. Pungane et aimifo imatiwa. No anu amu ave tangane eto na mendado mudano. Vano povaka kaleva amu mudano ane ngano nu. Akaleta ome fipata di fitulu kangane eto akaleta dila dila nona. Jimbo adiwa anu mupsaka di ngane yata atalela ngane keumbu. You see the reason why some companies have wellness programs in the workplace, wellness programs in the workplace where they bring experts, you know, psychologists, you know, different activities, is because they know and they understand that it's very easy for the person, for a depressed person, to bring the depression to work, and that will affect their performance. It will affect their productivity. So what they do is they bring in experts for them to come through, to come in and counsel them and advise them on different things. And as well as some organized sport tournaments for people to participate in sports. And this, while participating in sport activities, it actually stimulates the metabolism. And then this help also a person to think critically, to think effectively, and ultimately increase productivity. Yeah, so we are only 10 minutes of the program, my people. You know, it's always lovely to be here and share with you, certain insights regarding certain topics. In the end, everything's, square back at the survival, for us to be able to thrive in life, we need our spiritual life to be well, our sentimental life, our relationship with our families, our financial life, all have to be in good order. Otherwise, one will affect the other, and the situation can also be worse. It can also deteriorate. Ano prikini? Ano shafi manaro she? Tukaletwa manakucha itukuru aishe tuyongana mwenyo ilina. Shashi aishe oeriko ilangane kuikwao. Opo wete kucha ngani? Ngana mwenyo pamepo eriko ila kwa hivyo yo pangalafano no wakwane demon of family. Ano na yo natango yo iko ilangane kwa hivyo pashimaliwa. Ano se la kucha itatu durungane kwe kukatwa di peli dimbe kapo shimwe se tukaletwa tala kucha shikwa osho shino shilonga shidure shinya aye ni maishi ya fimana na tuye ningane pipi ndi se tukaletwa lukakoni maashi omprikini.
At ShopRite, we've got everything you need for baby and more at the lowest prices. Save big on baby essentials like 36, 42, 45, 50, 58, or 68 Pampers disposable nappies for only 209 Namibian dollars 99 per pack. And Jolly Tots Baby Walker, all variants for only 299 Namibian dollars 99 each. Visit your nearest ShopRite and save big on deals for baby. Only available until 3 May 2026. ShopRite, lower prices you can trust always.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Purikini zvone kashene no, tuli komente da huni nerela, ano no kujapo tatera ngane David Shombe akarengane shorokelamo, ano atungane pipindi, tungane poka fudepo, setuka tu mpembako, akarengane Afrika, ano eyangana pa e akara chikilako, ano no programa ngane Elimon Scoop, ano manga ina tu na tuwa kongano. So next time, think about marriage. Perhaps we should move away from the idea of being a trophy. Instead, we should see it for what it truly is, which is a journey that requires effort, intention, and continuous care. Because at the end of the day, it is not being having a marriage, it's about sustaining one. Ano prikini? Ano shongo nenga kucha mangani na tu yanje mbako ngane ku David Shombe. Yakala ya commissiono programa Elimon Scooper. Pamo tu shiku kutaka kucha mona kuiwa mprikini. Na tu pungwa tu kale ose e copy. Ano e copy ngani? Ano lohombo. Asike. Tu apumba tu jepo pe dila dilolo. Ano, opongane tu kare tu atarako hombo ili nga shili. Oyo ngane ili olo, oluendo ngane elani koluoji. Ano, opongane pena engono ngane ototuramu engono. No malalakano, osho ngane okukutikilano kui filosisho. Ano, shashi, kehuilole fiku, kashisheke ukukala ngeno kucha. Uno hombo, ulimu hombo shamana ndi waipo imata kutuwa mbamu hombo rafika mini ae shiko kukala ngane homo nakucha wakale kapo hombo ngano mwulishi anonopo vili mpulikini tu ingane poka fudepo tukale tu aluka tukupe tukale ngane tulimona David Shombe mo studio ya kale kulombwela tekufe kwa ngano mbakuno kawaba kuchamefu kuhilo nena kwa shikangano shuwa longi kidapo. Ano, omprikini, handi kukungilile, ino japona ndena ndopo radio ye, jase tunangane shiapu, tekunu nina.
Lipura nengelo wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida, ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo, iho etike kovano hile koshuwala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually to put it mildly.
Yeah, that is what it is. David is here to take over with the Elimon Scoop, but before that, he will have to inform you about what will be your expectation this morning. David?
Ebo.
A very good morning to yourself.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good morning to our dear listeners. And yeah, today we'll be speaking about auditing of mining assets.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to contextualize it to the Namibian context. You know, yesterday the government of DRC has issued a statement that is indicating that they are going to audit all the mining assets, particularly to make sure that the state benefit from its mine resources. That happened amidst the ongoing competition, particularly between USA and China, on who to control or who to secure critical minerals in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's another form of accountability. It's another form of realizing that DRC being the highest producer of, you know, coltan, cobalt, and also copper. It's in the top five of highest producers of those minerals. But in that context, the government realized that there is a lot of irregularities, especially when it comes to deals. Then that definitely speak about African Natural Resource Governance Report of 2025, which is indicating that governments must relook at their deals, must relook at their trade agreements, especially when it comes to management of natural resources. I think we contextualize it to Namibia and also see what we can learn from that.
No, it's a good move. It's a good move. That issue has been coming for so long now. And I think it's a long overdue. I think there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done because, you know, you realize that you are doing business, but somebody else is benefiting from that process. Yeah. That's why she again said, I gave you 30 days by the 15th of, June there. They must be able to report back. And with other, you know, interventions also to take place because it's not correct. And I think I also understand because, and you start to see the character of a leader, particularly when he's in trouble. I underestimated him personally. I thought he wouldn't, you know, drive the country somewhere. But the way he's doing, you know, leading Congo is like you are leading Russia. You have to be strong, not only in terms of, you have to be strong in the mind also. But I think he's good. He's good for now. And I think if he can manage going that way, maybe he'll get DRC somewhere. But the country is still fragmented. Poverty is still skyrocketing. Global superpowers still competing. And it's not even something to be hidden. They are competing. And we see how he's going to navigate through that.
You know, those issues arrive even elsewhere in Africa. Because if you think about the issue of Zama's in Limpopo, for example. I mean, it's almost similar because you have some top guys there who are benefiting from also from these deals at the expense of the miners.
You know, you know the question that you need to ask yourself also, because if you look at the context of mines in DRC. They are speaking about large-scale mines to be between 1,000 to 2,000. That is large-scale. Large-scale is between 40 to 50, large-scale mine. But you have these small-scale mines that are around 2,000. That's only which are discovered, but there are still those which are continue to be discovered every day. And they are saying DRC is losing billions of dollars, especially from illicit mining. Because you can just take a shovel and go to your field and take gold. And the question is that how is that gold entering into the mainstream, market? Because this gold can still come to the formal market. Somewhere, somehow, countries that have money, they also want something underground for cheaper and faster. The same with diamond. People speak about blood diamond and all these things. They will still come to the mainstream market.
Because the top guys there, they are registered. They have registered companies.
And they will do backdoor things. And the documents are just documents. And in Africa, we lose more money from illicit financial flow than money which is coming formally. That's why there is always an imbalance to say, we make more money, but we get more money, but we are not moving. A lot of money is lost through these backdoor channels and indeed the black market.
Yeah, on that note, I have to leave it there until tomorrow. From myself, Mathieu Sangala, bye-bye for now.
Join us every weekday for the Twilight between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. where we discuss various ways on how we can develop our country. The Twilight, before the sun comes.